Blog Talk Radio.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his power, man. His influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
Down, man. Revolution one time. Get in. Factor two. Bonus, we in here. Sleepy Hollow. Yeah. Yeah. Seven. It's on again, Ray, if you've been summoned for the mission. It's the winter summer vision, let the thunder lightning hit them. Similar to Illmatic when they listen. Push the preservation of the soul, get it cold when you spit. This is for my brother Carl, knowing that the gift given never bar, never searching too far. And when the cops pull us over searching who we are, it's just another tale, black male raise the bar. I'm on the course, way under par. I'm in my lane, but I tend to swerve in the car, signal off. Rituals and wicked talk. The videos teach the kids to dance before they walk. The Similac be the Cadillac, chains in the brainwaves. Rich Toby housework, a new age day slaves. On the real, it ain't based on no color now or no shape, it's the national. Going down, going down,
going down,
going down, going down,
going down, yeah, it's going down. Listen.
Stop teaching them lies, the surprise is the heat in the cell, in hell for the lies that you speak. Some of y'all really confused. You ain't in the warfare for real, man, you keep mistaking the muse. Watch the signs integrated in the news. Then they segregate them, call them channels just so you can choose. You think you got a little freedom, huh? And I ain't hating, I'm just distributing literature. And you was waiting, thought the river get to slipping, bruh. And I'll be praying for you, swimming up the river, bluff. I'm a winner, ask Charlie Sheen. Your boy Revolution spit mean, petrified 16. Christ runs so deep with the potholes in my Lord. I'ma take time with my Lord while the others stand in line writing rhymes about their life a crime. But for real, they in Starbucks twisting lines like,
yeah, going down. Going down, forever, yeah,
yeah. Similar to pieces of a man, when I pick the puzzle up and put it in my hand. It ain't a wheel of fortune seeing through the jeopardy. The price is right, Bob Barker on the industry. And it's a family feud with no love connection. No $1 million question, these are straight blessings. And I had to think, the weakest link, you will never tell me how to think. I never blink on the Lord, I will never sleep. And plus Mr. Revolution always take it there. And I don't never want to be no Hollywood square. I'm still at it, it's academic. When I spit it, I'm in the kitchen, it's these lyrics I keep flipping. Learning word and name that tone. From the womb to the womb, I'ma do what I do. It's all love like tic-tac-toe. And you gon' need it with that wick-rack flow. Like, you ain't no,
Yeah, what's that?
This is what I do all the time, you know.
Car, see you, baby. Love you, boy. What's that, ball, Sleepy Hollow, Bird, Rap, Illusion. You know, Gideon Fazzy, too. Next.
What's crackalating? What's happening? What it is? Now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening, all those that will listen and will tune in, man. I tell you folks, man, we up on here every Saturday, 11 a.m. And y'all remember, we up on here every Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just started doing the broadcast during the week. On Wednesdays. Call Worship With Us Wednesday. y'all join us in. It's 7 o'clock for, you know, those Wednesdays. You might not make it. One of them Wednesdays, you might not make it to Bible study. Come on. Join on in. Worship with us. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, we up on here, man. So, y'all spread the word, man. You know what I'm talking about? Tell your folks we on here now. Yeah, tell your folks about KOBGMG.com. You know, Kings Ordained by God Music Group. We are a record label. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. We up in here, and I see the CEO of the record label, my other host over there. He done called in. He done pushed one, and he looked like he ready to talk and carry on. So what it is, Young Jizzle. What up, Young G? Long as God gives it to me.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah.
King G coming through. Why would you go through? I'm just glad.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm feeling good, man. You understand me? Checking in. What's going on, bro? This your homie, King Genesis, man. Y'all know me, man. Mm-hmm. I'm Mr. Learn How to Multitask on Saturday. You understand me? I'm up in the studio, man, trying to run the record label and the recording studio, sir. And I'm also studying, man, doing my homework assignment. Yeah, I'm a college student, man. Business owner and college student.
Yay.
God show know how to do it, boy. This time last year, I was working for the correction department, came picking up trash and dead animals with inmates and community service workers. This year today, I own a record label and a recording studio and a full-time IT digital media student. Like, wow, who saw that coming? You know what I mean?
Hallelujah.
That's how great our Father is, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what God can do without you even knowing. He's doing you a solid right quick. You know what I mean? Giving you what you don't deserve. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want to encourage all the listeners, man, to stay tuned in. Stay tuned in. Again, stay tuned in, man. I'm pretty sure this is going to be an explosive broadcast, man.
Right.
God has not let us down yet, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So guess what? If he's been kicking it with us every Saturday, it's no different. Let's invite his spirit in today. You know what I mean? Let's open our hearts and our minds, people, so that we can receive this instructions, this guidance, and even the correction if he feels need to correct us. Because all of us be slipping, and we need correction sometime, man. So as you can tell, King, I'm excited, man. I've been in these books. I've been in that word every day, bro. I got up this morning, and I was spending, man, you know, I slept at studio, King. So you know what I'm saying? I got up, went and got me a little coffee right quick, grabbed my words. Then I looked at my homework book. I say, well, you know, I got to give my first 2 hours of the day. But I say, well, Lord, you know, I'm going to go and get inside this book and do my little homework right quick, get a couple pages in, studying, because I'm going to give you them 2 hours from 11 to 1. So, you know, I'm a little late, 4 minutes in. I looked up and say, oh, man, I'm late. So let me give my God praise, man. But I'm really going to let you teach me, man, today. You know what I'm saying? Because God been elevate you in a way that I don't even think you see it, bro. So, you know, allow me to humble myself, you know what I'm saying, before you guys on this broadcast, and let me take the backseat role today, man. I'm just going to be educated, and you know me, man. I'm going to be on 1-2. When you hear me say mic check, that means I'm coming through, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's up, then, King? What's up?
Hey, you know what it is, King. Hey, while he talking, man, that boy, they're the president of the record label, too. You understand me? That's King President.
Yay.
Oasis, a.k.a. King Skinny Man.
King Skinny Man. Yay.
Yay.
All right. Let's get it turned up. All right. Yes, sir.
All right.
What's your man? Hey. Hey, man, go ahead and pray, bro. Go ahead and open us up with prayer, man, since you're going to be in the cut. Go ahead and pray us in the...
I was going to do that anyway, but I didn't know if you had done it already. So, see, how God make you be humble and wait for the position. So, Father, we thank you right now, God. We glorify you, God. We honor you, God. We worship you, God, collectively, God, and individually. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning to a new day, a new grace, Father. This is a new mercy. Father, this is a day that we ain't never seen before, God. You allow billions of people to wake up on this planet to observe a day of understanding, Father. Let your understanding flow through us today, Father God. Stimulate our minds, Father God. Guard our hearts, Father.
Yes,
Father, forgive us for going left or right when you told us to go straight, Father. Search our heart, God, each and every heart, from the hosts, God, all the way down to the listeners, Father, even those who are going to be listening to this broadcast in the future by way of archive, Father. I pray, God, that you would stimulate something in the heart and in the mind of your people, Father God, that would allow us to rise up take our rightful places as kings and queens ordained by you, and worshiping you and praising you, God, in spirit and in truth. And Father, give us the ability, to articulate, Father God, what it is, your word, and your word that you are saying to your people today. Father, I pray right now for Oasis as he brings forth your word through this broadcast. Father, I pray for every listener. Matter of fact, God, I pray for every believer. God, your word says we should pray for the people of God all the time. So, God, I pray for the governing leaders. God, I pray for the financial leaders. I pray even for the political leaders. Father, I even pray for the entertainment and sports leaders. Father, I thank you for the, oh, my God, hallelujah, God, I bless you right now for those who are in the health profession. I thank you for those that are in the technology profession. Father, I thank you for all those that are in whatever type of profession. But right now, God, it is about confession and not profession. Father, God, I want to be professional at confessionals in the name of Jesus. Father, God,
yes,
allow us to be professionals at confessing. Father God, your word says that if we confess our thoughts to you, our sins to you, and if we believe in our heart, God, that Jesus came and that he suffered, bled, died, and was risen again, Father, you said that we will be saved. Saved from what?
Thank you, Jesus.
Saved from destruction. Saved from condemnation. God, there is therefore now no condemnation that are to those that are in Christ Jesus. Father God, I pray for every believer that's tuning into this broadcast. Father God, make them a believer if they're not a believer. Those of us who are backslidden, God, reclaim us back to your throne, Father. Buy us back. Purchase us back, Father, because we don't have enough money. We don't have enough resources, Father. You are the source. Who needs resources when we got these sources? So, God, just do your thing, God. I feel excited in my soul. I feel something all inside my stomach, and I said I was going to be quiet, but I ain't shut up yet. God, I thank you. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Hill.
Amen. Amen.
Boy, I'm about to knock the wall down, boy.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, we ain't got into it yet. Be ready. That's today's topic. Be ready. Yay.
Ready,
we'll be right back in the
ready
minute.
What?
Be right back.
The north, south, west, and the east, standing in line to get the mark of the beast. Many are called, but there's a chosen few. I must remind myself I got a work to do. Go get your war clothes, boys and girls, cause you've been chosen to save the world.
DJ Screech, scratch on your ones and twos. Hey, y'all know it. They say message. You know what I'm talking about? They mean pay attention. Message.
Right.
Yes, sir. This is Hip Hop Meets the Crack, man. We running that back, man. Dedrick Hatton, shouts out to Dedrick Hatton, man. Chosen to save the world, man. I think this is like our first album. Or so. Yes, sir.
That's
yes, sir. I think this is his first album. First album.
Man, that's that throwback he had it, huh? Shout
Chain
out
breaker.
To Dedrick Hatton. We listen to you over here on KOBG.
Yes, sir. Continue to glorify God. Get on.
From the north, south, west, and the east, standing in line to get the mark of the beast. Many are called, but there's a chosen few. I must remind myself I got a work to do. Go get your war clothes, boys and girls, cause you've been chosen to save the world.
Save the world.
together. Save the world. See the world.
I'll be listening to you, Larry Tinsley. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Much respect to the big homie, Larry Tinsley, man, for over
sure.
there at B10 Thrills.
Yeah, man, on Sundays, yeah. That was up, man. For sure, man. So, yeah, man, since we chosen to save the world, and, you know, that we do on, you know, every day of our life, but especially on these Saturdays when we get this opportunity. You know what I'm talking about, man? It's time to go ahead and hit Satan with these missiles. Lean out the window. It's Satan with these missiles, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
DJ Chris Cream track, man, with them young Genesis, King Genesis, vocal. DJ Chris Cream in the studio, too, by the way, Sleep King. I ought to take the photo.
Put up DJ Chris Cream.
Yes, sir. I ought to put him up on Instagram and Facebook, because I got him caught with his mouth open. See, he don't even know that Holy Spirit about to infiltrate him while his mouth open over there on that sofa. He going to wake up speaking in tongues. He going to woke up like,
yeah, that right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. E-K-O-C. Yes, sir.
He's going to get this Jesus, y'all. He's, by the way, the operations manager over here at KOVG Music Group, as well as head producer. So we do have a foundation in place. All we're looking for are the is the building blocks to build upon the foundation that God has laid, man. So one more time, we plug in at KOVGMG.com, man. Click contact us, shoot us an email if you're interested in working with the kingdom, man. Highlight me, because we got it in the kingdom. You need some.
Right. That's what I'm talking about, man. You tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Got your homie Oasis on the line. Got your other homie over there, King Genesis, G-Y-N-E-S-I-S, God Youth Need Education. So I speak. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic.
Right.
Be ready. Uh-oh. I heard Genesis say, be ready for what? You gonna learn third? Yes, sir. We just the name of today's broadcast is straight be ready. Be ready. You know what I'm talking about? Stay ready. If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So yeah, man. Let me read the description for today. Go on, jump into it. Be ready. The fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. The fullness. Be ready for the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about lacking nothing. Lacking no good thing. Be ready for Christ to bless you. Getting started, Genesis. Go on, getting started now.
If I don't start nothing, it won't be nothing.
Be getting too late.
I'm trying to study. I'm trying to do schoolwork. And you got
to be quiet. Go on over there and study and listen in. Go ahead on.
Say, See what I'm saying?
Go ahead on in.
I gotta go home, but I'm gonna
be back. Listen, cause it go, you know it go stir up something in your belly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It go stir up something.
The fire burning, man. And no.
Yes, sir.
Not, and no, I don't need calm, okay? My belly is right. Burning, but it's that fire like Jeremiah. Shut up
yeah.
In my bones.
All in my bones. Yes, sir.
All
be ready for Christ to bless you. Be ready for Christ to bless you. Are you ready? Yeah, following Christ pays off extremely well. Following the Christ Jesus pays off extremely well. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about, man, how many of us bust out behind and go out there 9 to 5 in the day? You know what I'm talking about? But then be late to church on Sunday. Uh-oh. Wait, hey, just listen. Just listen. Don't say nothing. You know what I'm talking about? Just say Jesus. Help me, Jesus, all right? Following Christ pays off extremely well, though. Follow Jesus all the way to heaven. That's right. Follow Jesus all the way to heaven. You know what I'm talking about? Follow Jesus. That's how we have to do this, man. So, hey, without further ado, man, let's go ahead and jump into it, man. Yeah, time to hit Satan with these missiles. Before we do jump into it, I'm going to read this one song. We're going to start off with this. You know what I'm talking about? Psalms chapter number 45. I'm sorry, Psalms chapter number 46. 46. Psalms 46.
DJ Christopher,
Mr. Cream. Yeah. Fast tracks in the world. Yeah, I said it. KOBG record label, record company, fires Holy Ghost Fire record label on the land, record company on in the land. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And the funny part about it, King, bro, they think that track right there is off the chain by DJ Chris Green, bro. They out here my new album that's gonna be coming up. I don't even know when I'm gonna drop it, King. I'm just gonna drop it because I can. I own the record label, so I ain't even gotta get permission no more, King.
Hey, man. Hey, God, you need education so I speak. Don't you supposed to be getting educated, man?
I know.
Quit speaking right now. You need to get education.
You got
all over there and study, man.
I'm trying to study, listen. I'm being distracted by this fire for some reason, man. Hey, man, they need to check your book out, man, that's coming out, man. The audio version is being recorded now, man. And, yeah, it is a book. It is an audio version of the book, which will be, you know, available on, you know, the whole ebook market. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't know how to read, no problem. The King O.H. is going to read it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like that gets sleepy when it comes time to read. Don't even trip, because DJ Krispy Kreme is supplying those very, very anointed tracks like you hear in the background right now while O.H. is reading from the utterance that God has given him. And I'm telling you something, man. The boy is very, very anointed. He be writing stuff. I don't even be knowing he be writing. You understand? That's how anointed it is. You understand? I get to read and get goosebumps because he say, my sheep know my voice and the stranger they won't depart to. So, you know, O don't never really talk about his abilities and his gifts and talents, which he's humble because the words say so. He ain't supposed to praise himself, but, hey, words do say let other people do it. So, yeah, what? I'm going to do it, King. You ain't got to do it. Y'all check the book out, man. Check the first one
appreciate
out. You know what I'm saying? When hip-hop meets Christ, you know what I mean? It's the essence of Christ through the eyes of hip-hop, y'all. Y'all got to check the boy verse book out, man. You know what I mean? Go to KOBGmusicgroup.com. Click on Oasis. Again, at KOBGmg.com. Click on Oasis. You got the PayPal up there. You can purchase his book. You can purchase my album right off the website, man. And please, man, when you drop this new book, y'all got to support the movement. It's an independent movement, man. Black-owned and black-operated, man. It's the kingdom.
All
right, I'm
going
to go
study, man. Don't. Yeah, right. Yeah, right, King. Yeah, right, King City, man.
I'm saying, yes, King.
It's all gravy, man. You know how it goes. You know what I mean? Let's get into it, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, be ready. Yeah. Be ready for God to bless you. Yeah. Be ready for... Why did? I'm going to mess y'all up. Be ready for Jesus to come back. Uh-oh. Just got real, didn't it? Be ready for Jesus to come back. And look, if you're following him, you should be excited. You know what I'm talking about? You're looking forward to him coming back. You're welcoming him. So it should not shock you, because Jesus coming back to get you, that's a blessing by itself. Hey, I need that little sound bite. Tell DJ Krispy Kreme I need that, man. The little.
When you wake up.
Yep, sir. When you wake up, man. Hey, put a Krispy Kreme donut in front of that nose. I bet he wake up.
Yes, wake him right on up. Hey, you know, we're going to be like God used to do him in the Bible. You know, God used to put him to sleep and then highlight him while they sleep. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's going to be done had a visitation. He going to wake up running around the studio, man. I'm going to be like, what's wrong with him? You know what I mean? He's listening to this anointing. He don't even know it.
Yes, sir.
We're
all
in the background.
That's right. All right, let's get into it, man. Let's go.
Oh, Lord have mercy. He's shaking his leg. He's tapping his toe. Oh, Lord have mercy. I think he's still in the spirit. My God, I think you got it.
Hey, man. Skinny, man. Control yourself, Skinny, man. Let's get into the word, Skinny, man. Let's get it. Yes, sir. Got you. Psalm chapter 46. There you go. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength. That means he's your protection and he's your life. God is our refuge, protection, and strength. Yeah, he gives you the power to get well. Is that right? A very present help in trouble. Yeah, he very present. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not past. And he all of them, but he very present too, though. You know what I'm talking about? Very present help in trouble. That's why a lot of folk, mostly everybody call on God when they get in trouble. Come on, man. Call on God every day, please. Come on, we are humans. We are created to worship and serve God, the Almighty. You know what I'm talking about? Get to know him as Father, all right? He's a very present help in trouble. Verse 2, Psalms 46 says, therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed. We ain't got no fear. We got faith, man. Faith kills fear as well as fear kills faith. That's why these media and all this bull crap keep putting out all these fear movies trying to make you scared. But we're going to keep bringing this faith to you. You know what I'm talking about? Faith comes by hearing this word of God. You know what I'm saying? And that's real, man. So faith kills fear, man. Focus on that. It said, verse 2, Psalm 46 says, therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed. Remove the whole earth, man. My heart don't pump no Kool-Aid. My heart pump that blood of Christ. Yes, sir. That life of Christ in me. It says, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Go back to verse 2. It says, we will not fear. The earth being removed. Y'all see that? The little system crumbling. Yeah, y'all see that? Fallen humans thinking they finna take over the world. Go head on with that. You know what I'm talking about? With your debased head. Google that. Debased minds. That's what this government is being ran by right now. Debased minds. Yeah. Calling right things wrong, calling wrong things right. But guess what? God is alive and well. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's still living, man. Yeah, be ready for his return. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Verse 3, Psalm 46. Though its waters roar and be troubled. You know the waters going crazy. Though the mountains shake. Though the mountains shaking with its swelling. Verse 4 says, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God. You got hope. The holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. God got your back. Remember, Emmanuel, that is God's with you, man. God with us. Don't let nobody stop you from serving the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? I don't care who they are. They go for Satan, too. You know what I'm talking about? Don't let Satan stop you. Close curtains for Satan. Opening up the curtains for Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. Yeah, he the Lord of the darkness, and he the Lord of the light. You know what I'm talking about? He the Lord of all what? Can't go above Christ, man. Can't go above God. God exalted Jesus to his right hand. How you got? You got a problem with that? You got a problem with God. Guess what? God has never been defeated. And God will never be defeated, man. The word of God is indestructible. He said the earth may pass away. The heavens may pass away. But my word. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. Yahshua. Yeah. My word ain't gonna never go nowhere. They tried to kill my word. Matter of fact, they killed my word, then my word rose back up by my power. What God say, be ready. The resurrection of the Christ, boy.
Yes, sir.
Psalms 46, verse 4, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God. Keep putting a smile on God's face, you who follow Jesus Christ. Keep making God glad. The holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. That's who got your back. That's what you focus on. Yeah, while they watching us, guess who watching them? You know what I'm talking about? God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved, no matter what they do. Trying to move the foundations. She shall not be moved. The foundations ain't going nowhere, man. Because the foundations weren't put here by no human being. The foundations were put here by God, our Father, the Almighty, yeah. Own it. Own it, doggone. Verse 5, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Just at the break of dawn. You know how them folks, yeah. Kobe Bryant always coming through in the clutch. Dwayne Wade coming through in the clutch. LeBron James coming through in the clutch. Michael Jordan coming through in the clutch. God, the Almighty. They not come when you want them or when you expect them to. Matter of fact, it's that he coming when the hour when you don't expect them. That's why we telling you be ready.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He always comes through on time. God is in the midst of you. You shall not be moved. No spirit is too working. God shall help you. Just at the break of dawn, be ready. Verse 6 says, the nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. What? Good God Almighty. Why you think it's earthquakes? Because God's speaking. Yeah, what you think that thunder be? Some people hear thunder. Some people think it's earthquakes. But this thing right here says, he uttered his voice, verse 6, Psalms 46. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. But then you got, I'm talking about the earth melted. The earth reverences God. But then you got humans, God's most precious creation, rejecting God, spitting on God, slapping God, putting a crown of thorns on God's head. Huh? Dissing God, still talking about Jesus ain't real. I don't want to hear that religious stuff. Look here. God is alive and well. God is the Almighty. And guess what? Be ready. Because Jesus is coming. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Trying to get through Psalm 46. Already fired up, man. Verse 7. Psalm 46, verse 7 says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Don't ever forget to remember God is with you wherever you go. Emmanuel, that's his name, man. You know what I'm talking about? El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, yeah, that's his name. My provider. More than enough. Yeah. That's him. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease. Yeah. He makes wars cease. Yeah, your president lied, talked about he gonna bring, you know, troops from over there, and what happened? They still fight. But God, he the one that don't lie. Make wars cease. You bust your behind to go out there and put the president in the office not knowing that, not realizing he got a fallen nature just like you. Yeah, but this president is so different. Getting up there dissing God. But guess what? In this line of Judah, Obama, you're not above Jesus, cuz. Yeah, USA, you're not above Jesus either. America. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we up in here, man. White folks, y'all ain't above nobody. You know what I'm talking about? Quit hating and you quit lying and stealing and Jesus didn't, you know, become a child of God and quit acting like Satan. And that go for anybody. I don't care what color you are. If you're lying and cheating and stealing, you got the characters of the enemy, get this Jesus up in. You know what I'm talking about? Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. The Lord makes wars cease all the way to the end of the earth. He the one that breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. What? He burns the chariot in the fight. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. God of faith is our refuge. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob. That's where our refuge is. Uh-huh. It's Jesus, man. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. MG, push the play again. I know you say you're going to be quiet, but if you got something to say right quick while I'm looking for a song, go and jump in there. But if not, yeah, moving right along, man. Yeah, the kingdom of God moving strong, man. Yeah. This is when hip-hop meets Christ, man. Women, children. Shout out much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you tuning in. Spread the word. Tell them, hey, man, them folks over there be going off for the Lord. We real with this. It's all about God's glory. We're not perfect. You know what I'm talking about? But we all about giving God his glory, man. That's for real. When hip-hop meets Christ, man. We'll be right back in a minute.
See, let me tell you something, dawg. It's one reality that this world just does not want to accept. But really, when it comes down to me, I really don't care. Because I know that there's only one way, and that way is Jesus Christ. The Bible said that God the Father had one son, which tells me that it's only one way to the Father. You know what I'm saying? It's not in Buddha. It's not in Muhammad. It's not in Hare Krishna. You know what I'm saying? In a world with so many religions and so many things that are reigning in people's opinions, there's only one truth that remains. And that truth is that there's only one that bears the sins of this world. And there's only one that's going to come back to bring judgment to this world. And his name is Jesus the Christ. And hung in high, stretched him wide. He bled and died for you and I. A human sacrifice. I thank you, Lord. You paid the price. Now this world has been freed. No longer bound to sin. Free from slavery. Through that blood you shed on Calvary.
So generously.
I vow to shout your name with every breath that I breathe. No compromise. Some fantasize for fame. To hell with fame. I do what I do. In Jesus' name. Like John Word. This is Strictly Ministry. I know you money hungry brothers ain't feeling need. This world is perishing daily. Wrecking with pain. How you expect to give them hope if you don't give them Jesus' name? What's up with that? It's a whole lot of attack. Keep the money and fame. Give me the souls. Let me get that. I came in it for Christ. I'll stay for Christ. Brother, I ride for Christ. Brother, I'll die for Christ. No compromise. Till the day that we die. From the depths of your heart. Say it out loud with pride. Say it. I've been freed through his holy name. Thanks to Christ, I've been saved. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. I know whose I am. Redeemed from the curse, no longer damned. Thank you, Lord, you paid the price for a dying world. Bared the sins of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Gave your life just so we could live. Now we live to do your will. What else could we give? Surrender our lives and live in sacrifices. He paid the price through his death. I have life. I thank you, Lord, because you did it all for me. Acquitted by your blood, free from the penalty. So now I'm saved, living my life of Christ until I die. I'll rapture to the sky, call the fly, do or die. Who am I but a soldier? On the front line, and I'm lit. I'll show you something to be reckoned with. Blessing never miss. No compromise, till the day that we die. From the depths of your heart, say it out loud with pride. Say it. Brought me out of darkness and sent me back to win the lost. On the mission from heaven to set these captives free. Telling this world of his goodness and what he's done for me. Preaching the gospel of Christ over these banging beats. Causing revival to happen both in the church and the street. Letting my light shine bold before men. And see the fruit bearing in my life. Forgive the glory to him. Jesus, he knew that I do what I do. Hell is real, that's why I'm steady in the seat for you. Call on Jesus, amen, his promise that you will be saved. But ain't no calling from hell when your body's in the grave. When the spirit leaves, that means it's judgment time. And if your name's not written, that means in hell you're gonna rot. So go ahead and and bow down to the Lord Christ. Give him your life, and when the rapture comes, you take a flight. No compromise till the day that we die. From the depths of your heart, say it out loud with pride. Say it.
Godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, and the main thing we do is exalt Jesus. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we hit Satan with the missile, too. Young G, speak on the king. What's happening, bro?
Hey, man, first of all, I like how you were saying, man, when you went to, you used the term, there's three ways to work on your memory, to ensure that you memorize certain content or certain dialogue. The first step is obviously concentration. The second one is association. You have to associate what you're learning to what you already know so that it will be easier for the brain to remember. And the third would be repetition, like reps, like working out. The more you do the reps, the stronger you get. Now, you use some association, King, when you illustrating the presence of God or shall I say the entrance of God. You know, you make the grand entrance. You invented, you know, sports athletes, clutch players like Dwayne Wade, LeBron, Michael Jordan, you know what I mean? People like Kevin Durant. You know, they are considered leaders. Why? Because they're trusted to pull the whole team out when no one else can. But we have a team captain as well. And our team captain just so happens to be Jesus the Christ.
Uh-huh.
And let's
yes,
spend a little time focusing on that, the Christ. Because see, you said be ready. You said if you always be ready, you ain't never got to get ready, right?
All right, then.
Check this out. Now, you're oasis because the living water lives in you, right?
Uh-huh.
Meaning the living water is Jesus the Christ. It's the anointing
Amen.
Of the Christ that lives in you, that spirit that came from the Father, which is that Holy Spirit, which was talked about in the book of Acts, that after that spirit has come upon you, you will receive power. Understand what I'm saying? Now, that power enables you to become that clutch player. Why? Because that resistance, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift up a standard against him. That standard
right.
is that resistance. You are that resistance, but you have to be in position. Resistance.
Hallelujah.
Let me say that again. You are that resistance. We are that standard that God is lifting up against the evil one, the forces of evil. Understand? We are that standard because of what? The oasis that lives inside of us, the living water. The living water that never runs dry is living on the inside of us. And what that means is that with that living water, with that living word, you understand me, which is living inside of us, we can be that clutch player that'll pull us out of a 20-point, 20-30-point deficit and make a comeback for a victorious win. You understand? Or even who cares if we got to go into overtime like the Falcons had to do last week? You understand? Guess what? If you got to work overtime, that means you got to stay on your grind. That's all that means. You understand? Because to whom much is given, much is required. Now, that song that you played, King, was talking about from Dietrich Haddon. Let's do a brief synopsis or an analysis of what we've done talked about so far. Dietrich Haddon said that you were chosen to basically save the world. Save the world from what? You save the world from condemnation. How do you save the world from condemnation? You know, a lot of people, we throw this term around in the church, King. I'm saved. Bro, what that mean, you saved? You saved from what? Because you still got to encounter the same tests and trials or the same persecution or even some of the same victories that I have to encounter. So what exactly are you saved from? Well, we're saved from ignorance. First of all, ignorance is simply not an insult. Ignorance is simply not knowing or being uninformed or being misinformed, or the misinterpretation of information, okay? Now, information without understanding is just information. But once you gather the understanding of that information, you understand what I'm saying? It becomes knowledge, okay? And knowledge is simply wisdom applied. So the knowledge and wisdom that we have to apply is the knowledge and wisdom of that living water that's running in us continuously, okay? Because that is the power source. Remember I was talking about who cares about the resources when we have the source, okay? We have the source in our most inner part, in our heart, you understand? That's where your thoughts, that's where your motives come from. That's where a lot of the manipulation that goes on, a lot of the system does, the debased mindset. Like you said, King, the debased mindset starts in the heart because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if there's evil in your heart or if there's division in your heart or if there's malice or manipulation or jealousy and envy and strife in your heart, then whether you want to or not, it has no choice but to come out. So what do, King Genesis? What do, Oasis? You know what I mean? Oasis, you hollering back. You Oasis because the living water running through me. And Genesis,
that right.
You hollering. You Genesis because God, you need education, so I speak. So speak then, King. Okay, I'm speaking then. I'm glad you asked me that. You understand? This is what we do. This is how you prepare to be ready. Philippians chapter 4 tells us in verse 13 that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Oh, you thought Oasis was tripping when he said he got the living water running in him. Now, he ain't tripping. You tripping. Why? Because you're ignorant of the fact that you have that same water running inside of you. So guess what? You are Oasis too. You understand? That Christ that lives in you, you understand, shall enable you and assist you in accomplishing that great task, which is what? Saving the world from what? Condemnation. How you going to do that? What are you going to do just like Jesus told his disciples to do in, Matthew chapter 10, when he said after he had gathered his 12 disciples, you understand, he did something. And we don't focus on works that Jesus did as much as we should because, you know, we're always focusing on what he said. But we got to take a closer look at what he did. Now, this is when he was Christ. So it is impossible for us to do a two-hour broadcast and not amplify or magnify the Christ, the anointed.
Yeah.
So he did after he gathered them disciples, came, you understand? And he gave them authority is what he did. You know what I mean? You ain't got to take my word for it, man. I'm just paraphrasing, giving you a revelation that God gave me. So you do have to do like that word say, man. We're going to give you scriptures, but study to show yourself approved. Don't take my word.
Right.
Don't take the pastor's word. Take God's word. Because his word is the word.
Yeah.
Jesus is the living word, that living water inside of you. And he gave you authority to drive out evil spirits. That's what Dietrich Haddon was talking about when he said that he was chosen to save the world. You know what I'm saying? That's what that last song was just talking about. That's what I'm talking about in
say.
We hitting them with these missiles because in the tongue, the power of life and death lies in the tongue. The tongue is more mighty than any sword and any gun. So what do? You load the tongue up with powerful ammunition to kill death and resurrect life. How do you do that? Well, God told us that through Jesus, we have authority because we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Okay, all things like what? This is the description of what are some of the things that we can do. I'm saying we have authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and sickness. You understand what I'm saying? Verse 6,
right.
He told them, don't go. He said, go to the people of Israel who are the lost sheep. That's where you go. He said, when you go, he said, preach it real simple, King. He said, the kingdom of heaven is near. He said, hand it's close upon you. He said, also, he told him again. Now, here goes Jesus repeating himself. He said, now, preach this, the kingdom of heaven is near. But then, because you have that authority to drive out spirits and to heal every kind of disease and sickness, he said, heal those who have who are sick and raise the dead to life again. Heal those who have skin diseases and force demons out of people. How do you do that? We give them this word. We give them that water.
Right.
That's right. See, the human body is made up of about, 70% water. So it is impossible
right.
for you to live and thrive and grow and be strong without that water. Well, guess what? If we are to be
mm-hmm.
spiritual beings, Oasis, when hip-hop meets the Christ, if we are to be spiritual beings, then guess what? It is impossible for us to live, thrive, grow, and get strong without that water. See, I don't like to drink water. I'm going to be honest with you. You understand what I'm saying? I like to drink a whole lot of stuff that I ain't got no business drinking. You know what I mean? Sodas and juices, you know, coffee, all that stuff that got all kind of other chemicals mixed up with the water that really just basically takes away all of the nutrients or the cleansing of the water.
Right.
So what the spirit man is likened unto the physical man, if I could use terminology like Jesus be saying back in the day. It's likened unto the physical man. The same thing you do to strengthen your physical man, y'all, is what we got to do to strengthen our spiritual man, King. So we got to drink that water. What's that water? Well, that water might be that worship time that you spend with him. You understand? See, when you're reading that word, you're eating that food. See, you eat that food, right? But then after you eat that food, you got to go into worship. You got to go into praise because guess what? That washes it down, meaning that it don't just sit in your throat. Without understanding, it's able to be digested because once you drink that water of worship and praise, he began to speak to you in different kind of ways. You understand? So it pushes that food down that you done, the food that you just intake into, it pushes it down to where it's able to break down and transfer the nutrients to the various parts of your spiritual body that needs strengthening. Just like the human body, when you eat food, it breaks down the nutrients and naturally disposes the waste.
Hey, King, I got to jump in there, King. We got another phone. We got a phone call, man. They've been waiting patiently. Phone call from 770-548. You on live on Hip Hop Meets, right?
What's going on? Who did it?
770-548. You push one. You on live. It's all gravy. You didn't want to speak. It's cool. I guess it put one by mistake, man. Right. Appreciate it. We don't put nobody on the spot. I guess they know they push one. It's all gravy.
Yeah,
for sure, man. Yeah, this is what hip hop meets in Christ, man.
The moral of the story, KO, is that we got to drink this water because when we drink this water and we eat this food at the same, we got to do both different processes, but they work together for the same overall outcome. We worshiping and we praising him, you know what I mean, we seeking him and we eating his word. It can't help but once you pour water on the seed that you bury in the ground, when you eat that word, you bury it into your digestive system, your spiritual digestive system. And then when you pour that water on that, you understand that worship and that praise, you water that seed. And then once you water that seed, and then when that sunshine, when God comes to visit you, when that sunshine, guess what? That ground breaks and something comes up. So something comes up that wasn't in that ground before you put it in that ground. And that that comes up is going to be that life, that resurrection through the word. You understand?
Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. What up, Wanda? Much love to you. Shout out to you, Wanda. Mic check.
Hey there. What's going on, everyone?
I'm good.
I was listening to the broadcast, and God is living well. And, you know, he dwells on the inside of his people, and we pour out Jesus through God from the living well. And I was listening to Young Genesis, and he was saying that, you know, it starts with, you know, knowing yourself in your mind. He said get rid of the not knowing, having knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It is important that people realize that God gives everybody the same opportunity. Everybody gets a chance to know Jesus. Everybody gets the same chance to get Jesus. And it's up to you to change your mind and know that if you decide to learn and to focus on Jesus and to accept him as your Savior, that you can have the same living will on the inside of you. And then after you have that same living will inside of you, your life will change. Things that mattered before won't matter anymore. You know, all the negative things and all the, you'll be able to see the evilness and the things that you didn't see before, and you'll be able to handle it because you got your Father and you got your Savior who protects you from everything and who will give you peace that passes all understanding. And then, you know, of course, when you get that peace, people won't understand how you can live life and be happy or be joyful all the time. It's because you have the living will on the inside of you. So I just was listening to the broadcast and wanted to say that.
All right.
And the caller before didn't know what to say. I think he did want to say something, but he just didn't know what to say.
That was
but, I will say to anybody that's listening, when Hip Hop Meets the Christ is very, very, very good show that brings Jesus. If you're listening to us, you're getting Jesus. I don't know if you have any kind of boundaries around you, but they will be broken. And it may be a misunderstanding because you have to fight off your demons every day. Even people who have Christ fight demons. That's what we do. We shooting the missiles, hanging out the window. We're doing that daily because we have to fight against evil. You still have to fight against evil. Just because you said the church where you saved, yeah, saved, but I know who my Father is. I know who my Savior is. And even when you know who you are, Satan tries to confuse you. And you have to pull that power in you out and shoot them. Move my way. Knock them down.
Right.
Can do that. That's when you use that living water. You bring the word. And when you bring the word, you get into that Bible every day for yourself. Don't let nobody tell you about Jesus. You learn them for yourself. After you hear us tell you Jesus is the living well, you get in the Bible and you read it and you'll get an understanding. It may be a little bit confusing at first, but it will come to you. He will reside with you if you want him. And then after that, you have all power to remove and to break down
right.
These strongholds in your life. So just know that for yourself.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. Man. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. Today's topic, be ready. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening, man. Let's go jump into some scriptures then. You know what I'm talking about? First scripture we're going to go, well, second scripture we're going to. For those who just joined, we started off with Psalms chapter number 46. Read it for yourself. You know what I'm talking about? We encourage everybody. Like Wanda just said, like Genesis said, get into the Word of God for yourself, man. We can only come before you and highlight certain verses. You know what I'm talking about? On Saturdays, and your preacher can only highlight certain verses for you on Sundays or Saturday, whenever you go to church. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you got a real church, man. You know what I'm talking about? Don't get into the church of the politics. They're just saying, Lord, Lord. They're going to get sent to hell with the devil. They're going to get burnt up in that lake of fire. Get a real church, man. You know what I'm saying? The church that ain't got no egos and carrying on. The church that let you know this is about Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? The church that ain't going to just say what you want to hear, but say what you need to hear. You know what I'm talking about? That truth. You know what I'm talking about? The truth hurt, but it helps. You know what I'm talking about? They're going to put one part out. The truth hurt. The truth hurt. But it helps, too. You know what I'm talking about? If you want help. Matthew 25, though. Let's get it. Shout out. Much love again to all those that's listening. We appreciate you. Pray that God bless you real good. Well, matter of fact, I know he's going to bless you. Watch this. Matthew 25. 13. Matthew chapter number 25. Starting at verse 13. We're going to hang out in Matthew for a quick few seconds or a few minutes or what have you. But Matthew chapter number 25, verse 13, inspired the whole broadcast, the title and everything. It says, watch. Be ready. Watch, therefore. For you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Stay ready. Jesus telling you to watch. Tell you, watch and pray. I'm going to come back. They were looking at him going up from them. After God resurrected him, they were looking at him. When the Holy Spirit fell on them and he departed from them, they were looking at him going up. He said, I'll be back, man. The angels told him, don't stand there all looking up, because the same one you see going up, he coming back. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. He in us right now. Yeah. That's why Satan shook right now. But guess what? He going to show up for himself, too. I'm talking about the Lord so bad, the boy so bad, he ain't even touching the ground when he come back the first time. You know what I'm saying? Riding on cloud. God walking on cloud. You know what I'm talking about? So why Jesus can't ride on the cloud? You know what I'm saying? That's how he was. He was walking on water. So he riding on the cloud, and then we going up. And then when we come back again, yeah, after that new world order, well, so-called one world order, mark of the beast system, what the Bible calls it. You know what I'm saying? After that, then that's when Jesus coming back, man. We finna whoop Satan. But the Bible in Revelation talking about how the angel bound Satan and throw him in jail for 1,000 years. You know what I'm talking about? In the pit. All up in there. So during them 1,000 years, what do you think we going to be doing? Praising God on them. You know what I'm saying? For real, man. So Matthew 25:13. Watch. Watch. Be ready. Therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. All them folk that keep trying to pinpoint and point out to the exact date. Come on, man. And time. Come on. Jesus don't even know what time he coming back or when he coming back. You know what I'm talking about? He points to the stuff and tells us what to look for. You know what I'm saying? In Matthew 24, we finna go there too. He tells us what to look for. But the Son of Man is coming. We don't know what hour or what day he is coming. Just be ready. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, be ready. Be looking forward to him coming back. You ain't got to be scared. Christ is on your side. He coming back to get you, to protect you, to crush Satan. Yeah. If you're on the devil's side, then you should be scared. You know what I'm talking about? Matthew 24, though. And let's start with verse 42. We're going to skip around a little bit right here, go back and forth and all that stuff. But the Bible does go together like a jigsaw puzzle. This piece go with that piece. That scripture go with this scripture over here, and that scripture, wait. It's, yeah, it's like that, man. Matthew 24, verse 42. Here we go again. Watch, therefore. For you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Be ready. You don't know what time he's coming. Be ready. Verse number 42, Matthew 24 says, verse 43 says, but know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Stay on point, man, like icicles. You know what I mean? Yeah, verse 44, therefore you also be ready. Be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. You ain't going to even look for him. You ain't going to even be expecting him. I thought he was going to come at midnight. I thought he was going to come in the daytime. He's going to come at an hour you ain't even expecting to. So you best to make sure that you're ready. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, be ready, man. All right, let's go to verse 45, Matthew 24, verse 45. It says, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his house? Be faithful, be wise. He's telling you what to do. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Yeah. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, it's due season. Uh-oh. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Time for God to bless you. Uh-oh. Be ready.
Amen.
It says, verse 6 is that servant, see there? Told you. You already blessed. You don't even know. You just got a blessing. Blessing number one. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. You know what I'm talking about? Doing this word, not just preaching it, not just teaching it, but doing the thing too. Verse 47 says, assuredly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all of his goods. Yeah, in heaven, he owns everything. You know what I'm saying? He owns everything on earth. So guess what? You own it. Because the Bible says that you are an heir of God, and you are a joint heir with Jesus. That means you inherit everything that God has, that God owns. You inherit it. Yeah, that's why there's no condemnation to you when you are in Christ Jesus. You got to realize who is on your side, who is in you. You know what I'm saying? Who you belong to. I'm talking about he didn't just call us out, man, like he did the animals. He reached down, first of all, and formed us. Then he breathed into us. Ooh-wee. What is man? What is humans that you are mindful of them? You know what I'm talking about? And the Son of Man that you know, what are we? We don't even realize. You know what I'm saying? That Bible going to tell you what you are, going to show you. You're more than a conqueror through Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? All right, verse 48 says, but if that evil servant, which one you going to be, huh? You going to be a faithful and wise servant? Or you going to be an evil servant, huh? Verse 48, Matthew 24, but if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming. Jesus is taking too long. I don't believe he's coming back. If this becomes you now, and verse 49 says, you begin to beat your fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, you know, becoming careless, don't love no more, that's just whatever. Ain't taking care of nothing, just whatever. Not controlling yourself or nothing no more. That's the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. Verse 50 says, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of. Look at the world. They fall in that category. They ain't studying Jesus right now. They whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Most folks still sleep on Saturday. They ain't studying Jesus, just whatever. Like, most folks that I text in my phone don't tune in. I can talk to them about anything else. But come on, you can't tune in and get this Jesus? What? The devil is a liar. You know what I'm talking about? Get this Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, they rejecting Christ. There's nothing new under the S-U-N, nothing new under the S-O-N. They've been doing this. Look at what they did to him. So there ain't no big thing that they rejecting him now, but guess what? He ain't studying that. He's too busy still empowering those of us that choose to follow him. And guess what? He going to bless us that follow him, and he going to crush those that follow Satan. So you best to hurry up and get on Christ's side, man, because God ain't nothing to play with, man. Ask your Lord, the devil, who you follow. You know, you following the devil. Ask him. You know all about God, the Almighty. That's why he got to duck and dodge and run when you say Jesus. Uh-oh. Jesus, folks. Uh-oh. Disciple. Yes, sir. Yeah, he be scattering at the name. He evil running hide at the name of Jesus. Verse 51.
Yes,
Matthew 24 says, and he will cut him off, cut him in two. See, y'all think God's soft and carrying on. The master of that servant going to cut him in two and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then you're really going to be mad. You really can be mad at God, atheist, while you're burning up in the lake of fire. But ain't nobody going to be feeling you. You're going to be mad by yourself. Yes, you're going to be in tortures and all that, but you're taking Christ for granted right now because he got grace. And you saw my man, I heard Jesus was coming back. Well, Jesus didn't answer my prayer. Well, this is, if Jesus were real, the scientists would be able to prove it. What? God said, believe me first. Then you're going to have all the proof you need, partner. Yeah.
That's
who is
right.
Uh-huh. Either you're going to be a faithful servant of God, or you're going to be a fearful servant of the devil. Yeah.
Right.
And for those that want to stand in between, well, I don't want to go all the way over here to God. I don't want to go all the way to the devil. I'm going to do it right in the nick of time, right before I die. He said, right now, you want to be neutral. You lukewarm to me. And I can't even stand you because I made you to be hot or cold. Where this lukewarm stuff come from? I spit you out my mouth. Pwah! You don't need taste to it, partner. I ain't had nothing to do with that. See what I'm saying? I made you upright. Yeah, but you sought out many things. That's what the Bible says. Let's go to verse 36, man. Today's topic, be ready. Verse 36, Matthew 24 says, but of that day and hour, no one knows. Continue to remember this now. Because you got some folks, even over here, that believe this Bible. Now the new thing is they want to argue like, about the pre-tribulation period and the after-tribulation. You got half of the folks saying, we going to go back before the tribulation. Then you got the other half, we going to go back after the tribulation. Hey, it don't matter where you're at, and when you go back, just be ready, partner, because you don't know. God kept that to himself, just like you can't predict the weather. The media, I'm talking about the meteorologists be looking like fools, trying to protect the weather, or predict the weather, should I say, and then God make the weather go a whole nother way. Now,
that's right. The
weatherman telling us it ain't going to rain. So now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet, in a silk suit, not sweat. You know what I'm talking about? Getting us wrong and stuff, man. You know what I'm talking about? But be ready. It don't matter. He said pray that your flight is not in winter. To give you a hint, he did say, pray that your flight is not in winter because then it's going to be tribulation like never before. So, hey, whenever you do go back, be ready, man. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man. Of that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. I'm talking about only my Father know. Yeah, I'm talking about God so real. I was looking at the weather. You know, the weather been crazy, but they've been saying, you know, you ain't going to be able to tell season from season and this, that, and other. So now it's happening. So one day I was like, man, why? I'm talking about the weather. Man, why it's cold? It's supposed to be hot by now. Why it's cold? Hey, God got tired of that and say, look here, brother, I keep, you know what I'm saying, the weather to myself. Just like, you know what I'm saying, Jesus coming back, I kept that to myself. So you'll never figure that out. You can try. You can use all the technology, all the wisdom. You'll never know. You know what I'm saying? Unless I, you know what I'm saying, tell you what it is. But we do know if I be lifted up, Jesus said if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Man, we're going to go to Genesis 12 right quick, man, and then we're going to go to another song. Wait, before we do that, man, I see somebody else want to say something. 404-553, I think that's Big Hurt. Yeah, what up, Big Hurt?
Hi.
What it is, man?
Hey, what up, King?
Hey, Big Hurt.
Oh, hey, what's up with y'all? What's up with you? Now, I mean, I've been locked down about 7 minutes in my background. I'm kind of loud, so I ain't tuned in. But, man, man, it is kind of time, and people don't need to be wrong. I mean, it's time left and right for me. We know it's coming, we just don't fucking day. You feel
right.
Me? And like I was saying, you gotta get on the right side or you just gonna get this smashed off. Cause everybody that's rocking with us, we got something that they ain't got. And like I was telling the other day, I was like, man, faith is like a superpower one. We got superpowers and we don't even know it. Like stuff that we be thinking to be like coincidences. He's like, oh, man, that's crazy. You too? Oh, man, that'd be us communicating through spirit. You see, like paper that O gave us. Okay, like, Oasis, y'all don't know, Oasis gave us this sheet of paper and whatnot with scriptures on it. And so, you know what I mean? I take one down there, then I go through it on the way to work. So, how about this? I'm on Facebook. I don't know if Oasis talked to Oasis about it. But somehow, one of the scriptures that Oasis gave us was the exact scripture Oasis posted on his wall. And that's not the first time something like that not happened. You know what I mean? But that's us communicating through spirit. And we ain't even talk to each other. And
right.
We be on the same page. All the time. And like one day, I don't know if I already told it, but one day, I just opened up the Bible. I just opened it up. You know what I mean? And read one scripture. About an hour later, so that was about 4 or 5 in the morning. About an hour later, about 6 o'clock in the morning, I ain't told nobody what scripture I read or not. Always sent me a text message the same exact scripture I just read. We communicate, and that's that's one of our powers. You know what I'm saying? We got so much other power. It don't make no sense, and we don't realize it. And they ain't got that. They can't communicate without communicating. We can't. We do it all the time. We just don't realize it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? Real stuff. Real kingdom of God, real presence of God. And watch this, man. You know what I'm talking about? We finna do something. We finna take a turn with this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What I'm saying, this broadcast is be ready. You know what I'm talking about? Be ready for Jesus coming back. But I told y'all earlier, be ready for your blessing too, didn't I? Uh-huh. First of all, if you're not looking at Jesus coming back as a blessing to you, you ain't going to be able to receive these other blessings, man. I'm talking about, hey, what can be better than that? Think about it. Jesus coming back. Jesus died for you. This is God the Almighty getting in flesh, dying for little old you, little old me, and our messed up self. And we think money going to bless us more than Jesus. Uh-oh. Money ain't going to do that. Right.
Nope.
That's why they got you trying to call the dollar the almighty. But I'm going to do like Genesis say, it's the unmighty dollar. Yep.
Unmighty dollar.
You
yes,
need,
indeed.
That's right.
That's right.
We need the almighty God in this thing.
Hallelujah.
Right?
That's right.
Preach up.
Yes, sir. Genesis
okay.
is the 12th chapter. Watch this, y'all. Y'all ready?
You
all
ready?
Right, here we go. Trust God all the way. Genesis chapter number 12, verse number 2 and 3, it says, I will make you a great nation. This is God talking. He was talking to Abraham. He told Abraham to get out of the country, get away from your family, you know, quit thinking like them, quit, get from under their influence, do what you got to do, go away from your father's house, go to a land that I will show you. For those that don't know, Abraham was the father of faith. He believed everything that God said. God accounted that as righteousness. He wasn't keeping the law, thou shalt not. He just believed everything that God said. Uh-oh. Get him,
uh-huh.
Jesus. They go for all those good old Pharisees, the modern-day Pharisees and Sadducees in the church, thinking that's prestigious because I do what thou shalt not. But do you do what thou shalt is thou shalt love everybody. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or is thou running everybody away from the church? Huh?
Yeah.
Because you all up in your filthy rag righteousness. Yeah. I do this. Hey, the law supposed to teach you how to love God and how to love people. But them, DJ Chris Cream, I need that sound. Oh, Big Hurt. I need that sound, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, hold on.
You know what I'm talking about? I need that sound, cuz. But yeah, man. Trust God all the way, man. He said, I'm going to make you a great nation and bless you. He going to make you a great nation, Wanda. He going to make you a nation, a great nation, Big Hurt. He going to make you a great nation, Genesis. Come on, we talking about the God Almighty now. He going to make me a great nation. He going to make everybody who's listening to this broadcast a great nation. See, you got to take this Bible personally for yourself. You can take some of them other folks' name out and put your name in there. That's why God left the Bible here, because he loves you the same way. He loves you the same way. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. And make your name great. Uh-oh. Yeah. He's going to make your name great, because you making his name great. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, I'm finna get some blessings, man. It just started falling. Yes, sir. I'm going to make your name great, because you making my name great.
That's exalting
Jesus. You will not stop saying Jesus. You think I'm going to stop saying your name before my Father? He said, if you confess me before men, I'm going to confess you before my Father and the angels.
Who calling
who name more? Me or Jesus? Is it, am I calling Jesus' name more, or is he up there calling my name more?
You're right.
Right, take it personal. Make it personal, man. It says, I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Oh, my goodness. God going to turn you into a blessing, man? What?
Mm-hmm. From me to being one.
Right. From being blessed to being the blessing. When you come up on the scene, You the blessing for everybody there. Oh, my goodness. Verse 3. I will bless those who bless you. Wanda, God going to bless those who bless you.
Then I already know.
Yes, sir. God going to bless those who bless you. Yeah. And guess what else, Wanda? Big Hurt, Genesis, everybody who follows Christ, everybody who's listening. It says, and I will curse him who curses you, too. Uh-oh.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
That's what
he I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. All the families of the earth shall be blessed. Go ahead, Genesis, I'm pushing play, man, while I find this song. You just got till I find the song, though. You better get it in there, man. Talk fast, skinny man.
No, you know that ain't no problem for me, skinny man. Y'all, you got to do is press play, man. And I'm ready, like, okay. You understand what I'm saying, man? See, the thing is, I love this because when Big Hurt came in and began to talk about the scriptures that Oasis wrote about, I was trying to hint to him to tell the folk what scriptures they were and the significance of them. See, it wasn't just any scriptures. You know what I mean? There was significance in these scriptures. Matter of fact, the title of the papers that he gave us was called Finances from Abba Father. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Finances from Abba Father. And one thing that stuck out most to me, it wasn't even one of the scriptures, y'all. You understand? It was a simple statement that Oasis wrote out of the revelation that God gave him, saying that just God talking to you is wealth.
Right.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
I'm
hallelujah.
That. Somebody don't understand that. Just
yes.
God
yes.
talking to you is wealth. See, Big Hurt, let me explain something to you, King, like you was talking about. See, the fact that you was reading these scriptures and Oasis had posted that same scripture, and the fact that you had studied this scripture and Oasis texted you this scripture, sir, that's God speaking to you. That's God giving you wealth. He said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, his word shall be established. I count Oasis, Genesis, Wanda, and Big Hurt. I count four witnesses, not to mention the witnesses that's on the call line, not to mention the witnesses that's in the chat room, not to mention the witnesses that's going to be checking it out in the archive. So you got to know that the wealth of God, it starts with his word. See,
that's right.
Tells us, according to Finances from Abba Father's guidelines, Deuteronomy tells us that, first of all, we can't forget God. And see, that's what we do. We get riches or materialistic wealth, or so we think, and then we forget that same prayer and that same steadfastness that got us to the point of where we felt like we was, you know, financially stable or secure or whatever you might think you are. You forgot that you still have to continue talking to God, because that is the source of your wealth, because he is the source that gives you the power to get wealth. So if we forget about him, then guess what? He has the authority. He has the power. And he has the obligation, basically, to give you a reality check. You know what I mean? So when you study these words and you understand that, hey, you know what? If I don't have a dollar in my pocket, y'all, if I can get up in the morning and get on my knees, first of all, that's wealth, because I got up. And the second part,
amen,
I got needs to get on. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention,
amen,
when I pray, he hears me. That's wealth. When I'm quiet and I meditate, he speaks to me. That's wealth. After he speaks to me, he reconfirms what he spoke to me, because I was silly and I thought that it was me talking to me. I thought it was my own conscience talking to me. I didn't understand the voice of God. So he had to send two or three more witnesses, which is what Big Hurt explained and experienced. The two witnesses were, of course, the first witness is always going to be the word of God. That was the first witness when he cracked that book open and those words came alive in his mind. Had him feeling some type of way, huh? Okay. Then Oasis hit him with the same line. And then Oasis hit him with the same line. That's that confirmation from God. You understand? That's that confirmation, one. I hear you over there. You won't get in on it? Get you some.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's confirmation from God. That's exactly it. As soon as Big Hurt said that, I said to myself, yourself. That's confirmation. Anytime you get two or three and you ain't connected in no other kind of way, that's confirmation from God. You know it all came from people of God. You know those are children of God speaking. You know they sent you the word of God. So you know that was the confirmation of God. That's God talking to you. That scripture was for you to know and stand on. And like Genesis just said, the finances from Abba Father, that's a very, 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 very deep, deep scriptures on there. And believe me, they are so firm. If you get into those scriptures, can't nothing tell you that God ain't got you. If you believe that word, you read those scriptures, there is nothing that you can't conquer. I know. I just experienced some things on my own, and I know the word of God does not come back void. It does not. I don't care what your situation brings. I don't care what it look like. Close your eyes. That's what I tell people. Close your eyes. Open your heart. Open your mind. Close your eyes because God got you. If you believe in Jesus and you know that he is your Savior, close your eyes. Stop looking at your situation. Stop looking at the bills. Stop looking at your health. Stop looking at what you got in front of you and how much you owe. Don't worry about it. God said if you pray, I got you. If you believe, I got you. If you read my word and keep standing on my word and give my word to the people and say, send me out to them. Pour out the living well on people so they can be saved and grab me and take this Jesus. And guess what? You won't have to worry about no bills because I will fight your battles. I will handle your bills. I will make your enemies behave. I will make you more than a conqueror. I will handle it, and I know that to be true. I know that to be true. So if you believe that, if you know that in your heart, close your eyes and have faith, because those words were meant, they were confirmation from the Spirit of God. That's all it was.
Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. I will make you a great nation. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. You shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, be ready. And we got some blessings about to get passed out in a minute. But, hey, first, I got this smooth song for y'all. We'll be right back in a minute.
Yes, can I get everybody to swing their hands like this? A simple groove. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the Spirit move you.
Let the redeemed,
let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
I got a way,
I've got a way out of no way.
Whatever you want me to do,
whatever you want me to do, I will do it.
been redeemed. That's what I'm talking about. But y'all make folk want to sing. Yeah. Shouts out to New Praise, man. N-U-P-R-A-I-Z-E. They right here in the A. Hey, whatever mall you go to, they have a booth. If them folks ever stop you and say, hey, man, you got this new gospel CD right here, cuz? You ever got there? You heard this? You heard of Kendrick Lowe? You heard of this, that, and the other? Hey, that's them. New Praise. Hey, y'all, I'm talking about. They got kiosks all over Atlanta, man. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about. I went way to Douglasville, seen them in Douglasville. Went way to Gwinnett County. They in Gwinnett. I'm like, boy, y'all everywhere. That's what I'm talking about, man. New Praise, shout out, much love to you, man. Y'all like that song, man? Woman? I thought you would. Yes, sir. So smooth with it. Yes, sir. We up in here. Today's topic. Be ready. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that are listening, man. We appreciate you tuning in. Getting ready to give out some of these blessings. Yeah, that's right. Wait, so how you gonna give blessings through the internet, man? How you you worry about the wrong thing. My father can reach you wherever. You know what I'm talking about? He ain't limited by no internet. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Genesis just came and explained to you that God talking to you is wealth by itself. So you got to get that right first. You know what I'm saying? Before you even get the materialistic stuff, you got to get your spirit right first. That's how God do it. I'm going to get you, I'm gonna get your spirit right first. Because if I bless you with what I want to give you, as far as material blessing, it'll take you away from me. So I need you need to get me first. Keep me as Lord of your life, even when I increase the blessing, so you won't leave me. Because there have been plenty of people that I blessed, and they left me, though. They got, I'm talking about, hey, the Bible say this. Their God became their belly. They moved me out of the way. Their God became their own desire. They start hearing people scream their name. They start being on the programs more than me. You see their face on all the programs and stuff more than my name. Uh-oh. Yeah. Is this thing on? Wait, let me. Can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Be ready, man.
Go ahead.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
See it.
Be ready, man. That's what I'm talking about. You know, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Y'all got to say what the Bible say. Redeemed? The Bible says, yeah, you are redeemed. You are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. You belong to God. So quit confessing what the world say. Don't have more faith in oppression than you have in God. Don't have more faith in the oppressor. Or it don't always be like this. What? It ain't never changed. Plenty of people, what? Come on, man. If you got more faith in that, then come on. Why you can't have faith in God? The devil ain't down here just doing whatever by itself. It ain't God ain't left him down here by itself yet. You know what I'm talking about? To run this thing. God is still involved, very much so. So the redeemed people, you have to say, I do have a way out of no way. I got a way out of no way. Yeah, I do have a way out of no way. You got to realize that. As a matter of fact, He is the way. Uh-oh. Yeah, Jesus. Jesus the Christ. He is the way. He is the living water. You know what I'm talking about? And be ready for your blessing, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he or she who comes to God must believe that he is. Yeah, you're doing real good because you believe that he is God, yes. And, do you believe the second part, though? Because it says, and. Those who come to God must first believe that he is God. We got that down pat. And you got to believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. His righteousness, handle his business first. And all these things will be added to you. Can you women do like the prophet? You know what I'm saying? Do like the lady did with the prophet. She said, I ain't got this a famine. I ain't got nothing but this flour. I'm going to make a cake for me and my son. And then we going to die. But then God sent a prophet through there. And the prophet say, hey, make me a cake first. How many going to say, no, wait. I ain't finna give you no food before my baby. Uh-oh. I'm just making the point. Don't get mad at me. If you do, hey, I ain't hard to find. Shoot. Anyway, but yeah, fix me. The man
now,
said.
I knew you were going to say something. I knew it.
Hallelujah. Go tell the prophet, the prophet, look here, prophet. I know you're a prophet sent from God, but I got to feed my son first. She didn't say that. She went in there. Matter of fact, she didn't say nothing but okay or yes. You know what I'm saying? Because she heard God, because his sheep know his voice. So she went in there and went on ahead and fixed him a cake first, and then fixed her and her son something after that, and then they ate for a whole year, two or three or whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You got to obey God. I'm talking about she just by that one act of faith with her doing what God told her to do and not being selfish or answering out of her flesh. You know what I'm saying? She was able to eat. Her and her child was blessed because she obeyed. Trust God
all
the way.
Right.
Be ready
for
your blessings. Believe he is God. Believe he will reward you. He will never leave you or forsake you. You will never be, never seen the righteous forsaken. So you'll never be forsaken. You'll never be begging for bread. You know what I'm talking about? Even if you ask, you still ain't begging. You know what I'm talking about? But you the head of the tail. Even if you borrow, guess what? You still the lender, not the borrower. It don't matter what your situation is saying right now. It matter what God says. You see what I'm saying? And
that's
guess what God says? You win. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
You win.
Amen.
You victorious one. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Yeah, be ready for your blessing. I'm telling you, boy, y'all, woo, woo, woo. That's why I had to just leave this for be ready. I couldn't tell you everybody what's going on here because, folk be wanting to hang around for other reasons. You know what I'm saying? But God know how to do this thing, man. So, hey,
he does.
Appreciate you still tuning in. We finna get deep and give out some blessings. You know what I'm saying? Watch this, man. How you blessing? Do that. How you going to do that? God going to do it. Deuteronomy 11, though. Let's go there first. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Appreciate you tuning in. Continue to pray for us. We're going to continue to go hard for the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? And we'll continue to pray for y'all, too. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Also spread the word. You know what I mean? Tell folks to Google search When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. They ain't got to wait till Saturday. Every show we ever did is on there right now. You can listen to it during the week. You know what I mean? The devil fighting you, fight him back with. Put the music on. Put something on. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't listen to us, turn on TV. Put Joyce Meyer on. Put somebody on that's real, that's preaching that word, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Deuteronomy chapter number 11. Starting at verse number 25. It says, no man, no human, shall be able to stand against you. I don't care who they are. I don't care what kind of position they're in. I don't care if they're your boss. But no man, no human, shall be able to stand against you. If God for you, who's going to be against you, huh? Yeah, they might line up against you, but they ain't going to win. They ain't going to be prevail against you. No man shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he has said to you. Yeah, he's going to put the dread of you. Yeah, them dreadlocks in your head. You? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Oasis.
Yeah, they're right, they're right. Got them in this thing. Yes, sir, the Lord your God will
like
put the dread. He will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he has said to you. See, he going to do what he say. Matter of fact, his word going to do what he say, and he going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff he do for himself. He reached down. He didn't just speak to about us. And he reached down and grabbed some dirt and formed it and all that. You know what I'm talking about? He didn't just say, let the man come forth. We would have came forth. But that show you he's special. He called out all the animals and the trees and everything else, the whole earth, and then he made man, woman. God love you. All right, verse number 26, Deuteronomy 11 says, behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today. And the curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods which you have not known. So you better continue to follow the way, man. Choose the blessing. Hear the word. Respect the word. Honor the word. And do the word. Bring it back. I got you, Genesis. I got you. Mm-hmm. Like people to repeat stuff and carrying on. Choose the blessing.
That's right.
Hear the word. You got to hear the word. You got to respect the word, man. You got to honor the word, and you got to do the word. And if, in case you don't know what the word is, his word is Jesus. Respect Jesus. Hear Jesus. Honor Jesus. And do Jesus. You ain't know you can do Jesus? Yeah, let him live through you, man. That's how you do him. You know what I'm talking about? Live through love. That's how you do Jesus, man. You know what I'm talking about? Proverbs number 10. Be coming. Proverbs number 10. Verse 22. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by this word of God. So Proverbs chapter number 10. Verse number 22 says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich. We ain't even been talking about riches yet until just now. We're talking about wealth. Talking about Christ coming back to you. Talking about blessing. But guess what? He said, I'm going to make you a blessing. And then you're going to be a blessing. So the blessing of the Lord makes one rich. Have no sorrow with it. Ooh-wee, I like that. I'm talking about the blessing of the Lord make you rich. And on top of you being rich, you're going to add no sorrow to your life. Yeah, you're going to be overwhelmed and overflowing. You're going to be rich with his presence. The money ain't nothing. He'll give you that. You know what I'm talking about? He'll give you that.
That's right.
He's going to give you that. You know what I'm saying? Give you the power
to
get
his presence with that.
Right. His presence.
And his blessing.
Over his presence.
Yeah.
P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Presence, him being there, over his gifts, should I say, over the gifts. You know what I'm talking about? Because a lot of folks wanted to follow Jesus because he fed them. You know what I'm saying? Wanted to follow Christ because he fed them. You know what I'm saying? Fed them the fish and the fire loaves. Oh, what? He made me get food. Let me go on over here and see if I can get some more of that from him. But they ain't want to dedicate their life. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah man. Man's heart, yeah. Through his stomach. They thought they were talking about male. Like man is in the male, M-A-L-E, man, but they talking about man, male and female. The way to their heart is through their stomach. You know what I mean? They more in life, they more inclined to relax around you or open up around you when you feed them. Like, that's why most businesses, King, they have business meetings at dinner so they can make the clients or whoever they talking to more comfortable, even so they can get in their business, do whatever they got to do, bro. So it's true.
I can dig it. I can dig it, man. You know what I'm talking about? The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. You are the blessing of the Lord. He said, I'm going to bless you. He said, I'm going to bless you. Then he said, I'm going to make you a blessing. So you are the blessing of the Lord. And you're getting rich right now. You don't even know. Yeah, rich, rich, rich. I'm talking about, man, it ain't just going to, you got to get this. It ain't just going to be money. Money included, but that's not important to God. What's highly esteemed among humans is not highly esteemed with God. I'm talking about he shuts it down. Like money. Y'all done made money that? What? Y'all trying to compare money to me? And I burn
that's
your
right.
head up. That's why it ain't got no value now, USA dollar. Give me that sound. I need that.
Amen.
We hip hop meet Christ at Hotmail. Email it to me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. That money stuff, man, there's nothing. Y'all can't compare. How you going to compare a dollar to God? You know what I'm talking about?
That's
you
right.
give somebody over a dollar. But you won't stand for Christ?
Won't
would
stand
you like
Christ.
Peter?
But
would you cut somebody's
like
ear off for
box,
Jesus?
Though.
Right, though. Mm. Right. Some Jordan.
Or so they
you don't even play no more. Right.
That's right. And
hey,
only
man.
What you do for Christ last. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. Nothing else is going to last. Everything going to fall. Money will fall
right.
backwards. And, but when you stand for God, whatever you do for God going to last. Believe that. Everything may come against it, but it will not fall because it's built on a rock. And when it's built on a rock, it's not going down.
All right. Hey, let me mm-hmm. I got this. We were talking about Reeboks and stuff, man. Hey, and Jordan, and he don't play no more. But, Genesis, when you was mentioning them players again, you was calling out the players. You ain't calling my homie out, man. I'm mad because you ain't calling my boy out. You ain't going to be disrespecting Kobe like that, man. Kobe Bryant, you feel the man.
Right. So. Man. You know what I mean? Tell Kobe my bad, man. You know what I'm saying? I like old Kobe, man. You know what I mean? Old Kobe Bryant. Shout out to Kobe Bryant, man, for King Oasis, man, because he tripping, man.
That's my boy. Even though it's football season, and I'm so happy. But, yeah.
What about them Falcons? You know what I mean?
Oh, you know Kobe, man.
Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Broncos
ain't no Broncos. Bro, we Broncos. Live from Atlanta.
Hey, y'all better go ahead on. I'm going to mute the mic. They just get the Broncos cracking. Now. Go ahead on.
Oh, you going to mute me? Oh, that ain't right, man.
I'm going to mute the mic and give everybody
myself.
To go about the Broncos, man. Get these Broncos in. Mm. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
But, yeah, man, I brought up the point, though.
I'm
sorry, Atlanta Foul can't.
Control yourself.
Atlanta Foul can't. I'm sorry. Atlanta Foul can't sneak.
Yes, we can. All right.
All right, all right.
They need to rise up. Okay, let me go. I got blessings to give out. Hold on.
They're going
to
learn tomorrow.
And we can remember.
We're going to see. I might need to pass a blessing out over there to the Atlanta Falcons, man. Help them out. You know.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Oh, man. They need a little prayer. Sorry. They need a little prayer.
That's
yeah,
right. Man. Pray for them.
Who
if you can't help them, don't hurt them.
Who asked you? Anyway, man. Let me go. Let's go back,
just
man.
Just
saying,
Lord, live peaceably with all men, okay?
That's right. Go ahead, Jennifer.
If it's possible, yes, sir. If it's possible,
oh, wow.
Yes, sir. But anyway, man, let go, man, let go, man. I brought up Kobe, man, to say about if you go buy some Kobe Bryant shoes too, that God more than the shoes. You know what I'm talking about? Don't be valuing the shoes more highly than God. Now,
ooh,
with that being said, don't esteem the Atlanta Falcons more higher than the Broncos. Okay, Ezekiel.
Oh, man, you tricking now. Give me the word, dry. You know, go on with them dry bones, man.
There's no dry bones. Yeah.
Well, y'all better
Broncos,
prophesy
man.
To
him. How about study no Peyton, man? Go on, man.
Yes, sir. Papa John dropped my
everybody
man.
Nobody got time for that.
All right. It's all right, though. Broncos, man. Right. Ezekiel, man, 34. Ezekiel 34. God, know that. Let's move. Ezekiel 34.
All right.
Verse
26. The Falcons out of all. Hey,
wonderful. Oh, my
goodness. Mm-hmm. Turn them with the
missile. Yeah, New Orleans almost whooped. Okay, go ahead. Let me go on.
Ain't nobody think about them. Ain't nobody think about them, ain't.
Ain't.
Somebody who that. Ain't not. Who that nation. Player. We the answer to that question. Who that? You know what I mean, who that? That don't sound
like that. A-Town?
Huh?
Them Broncos,
oh,
that.
Sorry.
I love Atlanta. But them Broncos, y'all got to ride with it because you know, y'all know. Anyway, anybody want to buy a Falcons jacket? Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Oh, man, come on, man. Don't do him like that.
No, he ain't going to do me like that. That's wonderful.
See, that Bible
jacket,
talk about them traitors. That Bible tell us about them traitors on the wing trip.
Nigga,
this
ain't no Judas. Ain't no Judas over here. They betrayed themselves. They betrayed me. Shoot.
Don't betray.
See, the Bible said we have to be quick to forgive. See, I'm going to give that word to you over here.
Yeah, right.
You
got to
be quick
right.
to forgive.
I forgave them. But I
and
did not ride
him.
With them. I love
you
them.
You got
man.
To ride. But love him hate. Is what God said.
But y'all
right.
won't even pray
love
for them. Uh-oh.
Himself.
Y'all yeah, won't even pray for him. Yeah, that
we
was,
pray.
Yeah.
We pray. We just
Lord,
you know
the way
our prayer, the way our bank account is set up. When we pray, the prayer account is set up a different way. So sometimes
okay.
it takes a little longer to get to heaven, and then,
oh,
then they gotta
okay,
wait
then.
2-3 seasons before they start winning. But you know it's gonna work.
I'm gonna challenge them at the Falcons. When y'all win the Super Bowl, I'll be back. When you win the Super Bowl, I will be back. Yeah,
hold up, Matt. Now, you know, hold up now.
Yeah.
Now, you can't like that. You on the kingdom side. You know you can't be on one side when they win. You got to be all now. You win
hey,
when
you
we win and you win when we lose.
Be ye steadfast is what the word say.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
In
the work of the Lord, not the work of the power. Yes. Not the work of the power. Yes, sir.
But they can do all things through Christ that strengthens them.
Right. They need to get Christ. They need to get Christ. They need to tone out them churches. Tone out them churches.
Right.
Let me go on now. Go on, one.
That's true, though.
That's true,
though. I agree with you on that. The churches got their money.
They built some new churches. So,
mm-hmm.
Some people are just digging up that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all crazy, man. Get back to the phone, man.
I'm sorry.
I love y'all. Let's get back on this word.
Yeah, we love y'all. You know what I'm saying? We love y'all. We ain't talking about
even the Broncos.
We love y'all that's listening to us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right, Ezekiel 34. Resurrection of the Falcon. Ezekiel 34. I'm sorry. Okay, verse 26. Here we go. Let go. Ezekiel 34, verse 26 says, I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing. Uh-oh. Just because y'all like the love and the Falcon, God going to bless them. Oh, hey, that's nice. But I love the Broncos, so he's going to bless them too. So, uh-oh. We're going to see what's going to happen. Anyway, I will make them.
All right. You see what that Bronco got OJ now. I'm telling you.
Man, don't
see,
make
OJ
me.
OJ with that Bronco now.
See. That was a Bronco ride. Anyway, I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing, and I will cause showers to come down in their season. Uh-oh, it's due season, remember? In due time. Could it be? In their season, there shall be showers of blessing. Then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. They shall be safe in their land, and they shall know that I am the Lord. You're going to be safe. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, we go through stuff, and I'm talking about, matter of fact, you start going through stuff, and then you don't even feel it. And I'm going to be like, oh, I didn't even know I was going through that, because, you know, you don't learn how to handle that. Because warriors specialize in warfare. You don't learn how to handle that. And plus, you realize Satan tricks ain't new. They're old. So it's like, what else you going to do? You know what I'm saying? He going to make him pull his hair out trying to figure out how he going to stop you. I can't stop that, Genesis. I can't stop. What in the world?
Took everything. They keep on praising him. They keep on saying the name of Jesus. I done took him down.
Hallelujah.
I done did this to him. But I can't stop him. And God's sitting there like, boy, I told you when you came over here hollering about that foolishness that they was going to ride for me. Now get out of my face and let me tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
See, God will cause the enemy to bring you your blessing. Well, listen, we about to go to church. We about to go to church. Boy, I feel my help. But for real, because he said in his word. Now, if you looking for biblical text to back that up, find that scripture where he says he will make your enemies your footstool. That means he's going to prop your foot up on the enemy's back. That means why? Because he can't stop you. He can't stop Genesis. He can't stop Oasis. He can't stop you, Wanda. He can't stop you. Why? All y'all listening, he can't stop you. Whatever your name is. Yeah, you. Yeah, the one that's right. Yeah, you. Yeah, he can't stop you. Why? Tell your neighbor that. He run outside and tell that. He can't stop you.
Tweet that. You know what I'm talking about? The devil can't stop you. Tweet that.
IG me a picture of victory, IG me that.
Right? Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah, because ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. You know what I'm talking about? We are more than conquerors through the Christ. God has made you a blessing. He said, you're going to be safe in your land. They shall know that I am the Lord. You're going to have so much confidence in God, you ain't going to be worrying about what Satan doing. You're going to start seeing Satan like that little man. He doing this, but let me focus on what my father doing.
Like he still doing that?
Satan cannot compare to God. I repeat.
That's right.
You cannot compare Satan to God. One more time. You cannot compare the little loser defeated foe by Jesus the Christ to God. You can't compare Satan to God just because he's his enemy. That don't mean he's strong as God, man. You know what I mean?
That's
he's
right.
a trickster. He'll trick you and make you think that he's strong like God.
Absolutely.
Because he made a way into our nature. You have, you know, knowing good and evil. So he continues to feed that evil of fallen, sinful nature that God hates, that keeps us separated from God. That's why you have to unplug from the matrix. You know what I'm talking about? Get this Jesus
thing. That's right.
I am the Lord.
But just because you separated don't mean you can't reconnect. You know what I mean? Because that old defeat foe, you know what I mean? He like to accuse us. You understand me?
Right.
He like to have you. You know, I have to continuously remind myself, you know what I mean? So this is for whoever that might be like me that kind of go hard on yourself. You understand me? Because you yourself's worst critic. It's the hardest person, believe it or not, I found one of the hardest person to forgive itself. Understand?
That's right.
Because that accuser is going to always, boy, you remember, boy, you supposed to be a man of God. Boy, why you talking like that? Boy, you supposed to be a man of God. Look at you, boy, you know, you ain't got no money, huh? Now, boy, you going to praise him now, there, boy? The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to still praise him. The answer is, even though I can't walk and my knees are shaking and I'm about to fall, I'm going to crawl. You understand me? And when my knees buckle on me and I can't crawl no more because my elbow is locked up, I'm going to slide on my belly. You understand that? Because I got to do what I got to do. Because I think William McDowell said it best when he said, I won't go back. Can't go back.
That's right.
Because I already know what's over there. You understand me? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. I don't know about you, Oasis. I don't know about you, Hurt. I don't know about you, Wanda. But I'm telling myself and everybody around me every day, I'm moving forward. I am the head.
That's right.
Not the tail. I am the lender and no longer the borrower. We are above and no longer beneath. And we got to say this thing till we mean this thing because it is what it is. And God ain't saying some stuff true. He's saying all things are true. And if he said
that's
you are king, if he said that you're going to live, then you better be ready. That's the name of the broadcast. You better
Yay.
Be ready. Stay ready so you ain't got to get ready, oh. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Say, be ready for them foul hands, right? Be ready for them foul. Yeah.
Yeah, you better be ready.
Be ready for them Broncos, man.
You better be ready. You know what I mean?
That's right.
We ready.
Let's go. Yeah, we stay ready. We ready. We ready.
Yeah, they like, well, boy, that ain't got no sense on that broadcast. No, man, I lost my mind when I found Jesus. I lost my mind when I found Jesus, boy. I ain't got no sense. I don't need no sense. Why?
Right, we don't need no sense.
My God, we don't need no sense, man. Huh, why?
We need that faith.
Because the blessings of God make it rich and add no sorrow. Y'all count sense, what? Uh-huh, man. Hey,
we
go somewhere else because I'm about to go there, man. I feel that thing,
we
man.
Faith. Yes. Hallelujah.
You
go ahead, Genesis.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't
that's what it is.
Have no sense. We ain't got to be worried because we know where our help come from. And it ain't from man. It ain't from the automatic dollar. It ain't from the government. We got our strength in Jesus.
Yo. That's good. I know I'm confused, man. We in the game 35 to win. We don't lose, man. They been breaking all the rules now. God told us to take all these fools out. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Told us to get in the game and
make
a move
now.
Yes, sir. So they got to move now. Fire, man.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And we spit
bringing fire,
man.
And open, leaning out the window, and we crucifying liars, man.
Yeah.
Hit them on every level because I'm sick of them. Beating all the boys and city kids and them. Yes, sir.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Feel me with your spirit, Father.
It's the kingdom, homie.
Do preach me up so that you can be
well,
in me.
Yeah.
When
hip-hop is the Christ.
I know your people suffer, Lord.
Hey, this is the kingdom.
Come
to life. Watch them.
Father, bring your kingdom.
Yeah.
Resurrect life.
Yeah.
And these young
folks. They been away too long, man.
Send me, God, I'll go. I'll die for you, Lord.
Yeah. Why I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. And I'm hitting the windy whistle. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. And I'm hitting the windy whistle. I'm out the window. I'm out the window. I'm out the window. And I'm hitting the windy whistle. And I'm hitting with these missiles.
He said, breathe fire, boy. Crucify them liars, boy. Crucify death, resurrection of the life, boy. Yeah, represent the Christ, boy. The one with wisdom to give life, boy.
I know.
confused now. We in the game certified to win.
We don't lose now.
Uh-huh. They been breaking all the rules now. Uh-huh. God told me to check all these fools now. Told me to get in the game and make them move now. So move now. Fireman, and I'm breathing fireman. Open up my mouth and I'm crucified.
Well, I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting the windy whistle.
About boy, that kingdom music boy, that kingdom moving boy, I'm in the game to move you boy. Open my mouth and pop pop, I start shooting boy.
The fire of God, and I told you I'm gonna move you boy. I'ma hit them on every level cause I'm sick of them. I'm feeding all this poison to these kids and them. God resurrected me up out the grave and he filled me with his rage and he let me out the cage. He told me get them, so I'm getting them. No matter how I feel about him, he told me to get him. And if he got you in my vision, then I gotta hit him. He quit with these missiles and he told me to sick him.
Why I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting him with these missiles. I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting him with these missiles.
The window, man, and we ain't shooting with our eyes closed either. Precise when we strike.
Kill Babylon mm-hmm. and Satan. You know what I'm talking about?
That right.
Real man. Yeah, man. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic is be ready. Man, we at the end of the broadcast. You know what I'm saying? Got a few more things. We was over here in Ezekiel 36 chapter. I'm going to read verses 26-31. God still got to pass out some blessings. Yes, sir. I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing, and I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing.
Wasn't it raining hard yesterday?
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Raining real hard yesterday. God be telling us stuff in the physical. We don't even be knowing it. He be showing us stuff in the physical to tell us something in the, you know, spiritual. You know what I'm talking about? There shall be showers of blessing. Get ready, Wanda. Get ready, Genesis. Everybody listen. All right. Then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. They shall be safe in their land, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them from the hand of those who enslaved them. Uh-oh. Dun-dun-dun. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to read that part again.
Told me to get in the game and make them move now.
Yes, sir. So that's what they got to do.
Yeah.
They got to move now. Yes, sir. So, yeah, man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is Ezekiel 34. Verse 27, then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. The earth shall yield her increase. They shall be safe in their land. You're going to be safe wherever you are, your own land. You're going to be safe there. Genesis, Wanda, and they shall know that I am the Lord. When I have broken the bands of their yoke, and delivered them from the hand of those who enslaved them. And they shall no longer be a prey for the nation.
Nor shall beasts of the land devour them. Yeah, you ain't be able to stick your dogs on us no more. But they shall dwell safely. No tear gas and your tanks ain't working on us, partner. It's a spiritual war. And no one shall make them afraid. That's why they were picking up the gas joints and throwing them back at you. Your tear gas. And, but we over here, we ain't fighting no, this is a spiritual war. We got a problem with your boss, Satan. My daddy can beat your daddy. How about that? My father can beat your father. Yeah. Because your father don't care about you. Right. God, our Father, man. He loves us. Verse 28, Ezekiel 34 says, and they shall no longer be prey for the nations, nor shall beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and no one shall make them afraid. That includes Satan. Satan can't even make you afraid. You know what I'm talking about? Guess why? Because God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but he gave you the spirit of power, of love, and some sound right mind thinking. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Verse 29, I will raise up for them a garden of renown. See ya? He going to raise up a garden. I got to scratch the record because this is something going on right now. I got to realize what God is doing for you. I will raise up for them a garden of renown. You know what a garden has? Nothing but that good stuff. Fresh vegetables, fresh fruit and stuff, man. You know what I'm talking about? But God, I'm talking about his vegetables and fruit. Just imagine that, man. I ain't talking about this physical man stuff. You know what I'm talking about? I will raise up for them a garden of renown. Renown. Look that up. R-E-N-O-W-N. And that's what kind of garden God going to raise up for you. R-E-N-O-W-N, renown. And they shall no longer be consumed with hunger in the land, nor bear the shame of the Gentiles anymore. Thus they shall know that I, the Lord their God, am with them. Just you knowing that makes you rich by itself.
That's
I mean, you add to you, but you got to get this first. Just, it says, thus they shall know that I am the Lord their God. Know that I, the Lord their God, am with them. And they, the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord God. You are my flock, the flock
That's
of
right.
my pasture. You are
right.
men, and I am your God. You are humans, and I am your God, says the Lord God.
See?
God talking to you. His will.
Amen.
You want to jump in that one? Or you go ahead. Go ahead, because we're moving right along.
Because you said something and I want to say something about it. You know, we know who God is and we know who he is to us. But the people who don't know, you know, they, you said they father, that ain't your father. He got, Satan got you confused. He got to bow down to God. See, that's why we trying to
that's
get
right.
y'all to get this Jesus. Because for real, God owns Satan. God owns
right.
Satan. Let's put that
that's
in
right.
there. God hate him, and God still on him. He is a fear of God, because when God talk, if God say, Satan, be still, he can't move. You understand? So what we trying to do is give you Jesus so you can know your Father for real, so you can,
right.
so you can get your mind right. Because see, what Satan done did is jumped in there and confused you and made you think that that's your Father, so you can follow the wrong one. But guess what? God made us all, including Satan, and he cannot have his people. And that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to bring everybody back to Jesus, and so they can know who their Father is, so they can utilize that power that God put within his people, within his children. He gave us power and authority over Satan just like him. We can tell Satan, be still, and he got to stop. Now,
that's right.
You can, then you can say, oh, like Genesis and Oasis said earlier, you may not see it right then, but God don't never be late. He's always on time. So his time, he's going to answer you if you are his child. Sometimes he may even scorn you, like Vincent said earlier. He might have to bring you down to the side so he can let you know you're not going to get something and then do what you want to do. You're going to do what I want you to do, okay? So just know that Satan don't have that authority unless you give it to him. So if you take it back from him by believing in Jesus, getting in his Bible, getting your word, your real Father will bless you. Your real Father will handle your battles. Your real Father will make you close your eyes and walk on this earth when you got everything against you and you can still be happy. Like Genesis was saying, you might be falling down
knees, you might be sliding through. But if you got God, you know that you're still on the rock, and you still gonna stand up, and you still the head and not the tail, and you still the lender and not the borrower. But you got to know Jesus first. You got to know him for yourself, and you got to believe that God is your Father and Jesus is your Savior. And then when you get that, you'll be ready when he comes. You'll be ready.
They're right. They're right. They're right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And then you'll be ready to stand against the enemy. You know what I'm talking about? And then to touch on what Genesis was saying earlier, you know, about the folks talking about I'm saved. What you saved from? You're saved from the wrath of God. How about that? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're saved from the penalty of sin. You're saved from the presence of sin, and you're saved from the power of sin. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's what saved is. I'm talking about the real true definition. You know what I'm talking about? Not this religious stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's why I tell you, get into a real church. First of all, before you even seek a church, seek God, man. Get into your Bible for yourself. God will send you to where he will have you be. You know what I'm saying? Wherever he want to train you at. You know what I mean? And that's real, man. First
seek
John.
That kingdom, man.
That's right.
First John.
Kingdom of heaven. Seek the kingdom. Seek Jesus. Because anything else going to fall. Money going to fall. Everything going to fall but Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, you better get to know him. Because that's the only way you're going to be ready. Ain't no other way. Ain't no other way. I don't care how many people done told you. Stop listening to people. Get a relationship with God for yourself. Read the Bible. The instructions left here for you so you can be ready.
But
read
see,
it.
They think money, they still think money, power, and respect is the key to life. You know what I'm saying? They still thinking that. Yeah, they think money, power, and respect is the key to life. You know what I mean?
No.
They don't know that Jesus the Christ is the life, the resurrection.
That's
of the
right.
Christ, you understand me? They don't know that. Matter of fact, King, you know what I mean? These niggas hollering about they got that check, man, in their songs, man. Look, man, my father already paid the price, man. Who needs your check?
That's right.
Man? You understand me? Like, real talk, man. Like, get over yourself, man. You know what I mean? Like, get out the mirror, dog. You know what I mean? Get out the mirror, because I promise you, the picture get a little bit clearer. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let me get in there. Let me say this. I'm going to use an example. Yesterday, I had a reaction to some Brazil nuts, and I could not breathe. My throat closed up. I was in the hospital all day from, like, 8-something in the morning to 5 in the evening. Money couldn't help me. Money didn't do nothing for me. You know what helped me? Jesus. Nothing else. The doctors didn't help me. Jesus. Money can't solve your problems. When you know Jesus, see, they said that they got to me too late. I should have been dead, but I was living because I know who my father is.
Hallelujah.
There's no money that can buy that. That's called favor. I got favor because I'm his child, and I know I have a relationship with my father. And my father said, I shall live and not die. And my father said, when I'm ready, that's when you come to me. But I won't die. I will still be living. So God is the what you need to put your hope in, your belief in, not in this world, not in the worldly things, because all those things will pass away. But what the Father gives you will give you eternal joy, eternal life. In everything you know is Jesus is life. Just like Genesis just said, money, power, respect ain't nothing. Because the life is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesus, the key to life.
Jesus.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's,
and if he don't do another thing. All right. Y'all know what it is. Hold on now. Hold on. Hold your mule. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you don't do another thing. See, y'all be getting it stirred up around here, boy. I mean, I know it's the spirit. You know what I'm talking about? We be ready to get our praise on. You know what I'm talking about? Ready. Yes, sir. Hold on. Be ready, though. Yes, sir. Be ready. Got a few
That's
more
right.
scriptures, but we got you, man. I know God done blessed you already. You know what I'm saying? He already made your blessing. You find that out. That blessed you. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. 1 John, 1st chapter, 9th verse says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, Genesis said, I'm going to be a professional, what do you say? Professional confessor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to be a professional confessor. I want to confess before God. You know what I mean? Because it says if you confess your sin to God, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood
That's
of
right.
Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Your sin is not stronger than Jesus' blood. Uh-oh. Yes. All right, I'm trying to go on, one. I'm trying to go on. Trying to move on.
No. What did you say? Come
on. Yes, look, you ready? Look. Yes, sir. He said be ready. That's the topic. Be ready. Yes.
Be ready. Hallelujah.
Jesus already blessed us by making
yes,
us
did.
Righteous before our
mm-hmm.
holy God and Father. Uh-oh.
Hmm.
Jesus already done blessed you. He made you right before our holy God and Father, man. Come on, man. Jesus, man.
In spite of you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Yes.
Yes,
hey.
Sir. Are you ready to receive the fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Jesus Christ, huh?
Yes.
Are you
yes.
ready to receive it? Huh? Yes, sir. Are you still looking for him to do something else for you, huh? You
hmm.
realize that Jesus done did enough for you already? Uh-oh. Ain't nothing
yes.
wrong with expecting him to do nothing for you, but you got to know who he is first. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Are you ready to receive the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Jesus Christ? The fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The fullness, meaning you're going to... You won't be lacking no good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to be lacking no good thing.
That's right.
See, we got some gifts, man. I got a bag right here. Got some gifts in it, too. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. I got some gifts for Walter. I got some gifts for Genesis. I got some gifts for y'all who listening. And I'm finna give them out, you know what I'm saying, over this broadcast. How you going to do that? Yeah, I know y'all been waiting. Y'all
told y'all we
God
got superpowers.
Yes, sir. See, this bag that I got, bro, the bag that I got, it got gifts of the Holy Spirit in there. Uh-oh.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a bag. It say the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It say 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 10. And then inside that bag, it had another little video thing. A little bitty box that got the stuff in there, man. And the first thing I see, man, prophecy. See, these gifts are the Holy Spirit. And you either got one of these gifts, or you got several of these gifts, or you got, you know, these are gifts of the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit in you, so you do have these gifts inside of you already. You know what I'm saying? The gifts of the Holy Spirit. One of them is prophecy. Prophesy. You know what I'm saying? Speak those things
mm-hmm.
that's not as though they were. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Use
right.
your tongue to speak life instead of death. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
That's
prophecy.
Right.
Yeah. Then the second thing, Wanda, that's one thing. The second gift of the Holy Spirit is faith. Yeah. Without faith, it's
mm-hmm.
impossible to please God. You know what I'm talking
that's
about?
That's right.
Now faith is
yes.
is the substance of things that you hope for, the evidence
yes.
of things not seen. Everybody got faith in them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got faith. Told you.
Yes.
These gifts are the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
The third one is word of wisdom. Yeah, that's the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The word of wisdom. You, I'm talking about you already blessed. You don't even know it. Well, you ain't saying nothing about no money. I thought you were going to talk about some money. Look here. If you read the Bible, it tells you that wealth attracts money and riches. Read Proverbs 8 if you don't believe me. It comes with riches. Wisdom comes with riches. You got to get wisdom first, though. Or you're going to be like all the rest of them. Get out there, get rich with the materialistic, and then go crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Start having seizures. You know what I mean? Start losing your brain, going to the practices. at the performance awards or whatever, falling off stage, jumping across stage, and landing on people, getting sued. Yeah, all that. See, the blessings of the Lord make rich, and they don't add no sorrow to you. You see what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
That's
14,
right.
Another gift of the Holy Spirit is diverse kinds of tongues. You know, speaking in tongues. And I want to clear this up right now because there's some churches out here who call themselves Pentecostal.
Yeah.
And they are telling people and they're teaching people that the gift, the proof, and this is not biblical at all. They telling people the proof that you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you is you got to speak in tongues, which is false. Because Paul said, I wish that you all spoke in tongues, but even more that you prophesy. Now, because he's saying when you prophesy, you edifying the church, but when you're speaking in tongues, you edifying yourself. So God is selfless. He'll rather edify the church, the whole church, than himself. You see what I'm saying? And now, these are gifts of the Holy Spirit. I done called out prophecy already. Then I'm just not getting the tongue. So if you're going to argue about or think you extra special, hold on, I got you. If you're going to think you extra special because you speak in tongues, what about being able to prophesy or, you know, having words of wisdom or having some strong faith? Come on, man, you arguing about a gift of the Holy Spirit, trying to say that the gift of speaking in tongues from the Holy Spirit is highly esteemed more than prophesying of the Holy Spirit, prophesying of the Holy Spirit. Come on, man. Quit arguing over the gifts of the Holy Spirit, thinking you're extra deep. Anyway, speak on the Genesis. Go ahead, King.
Yeah, we definitely can't argue over the gifts of the Spirit because they all are different gifts that work collectively for the accomplishment of one goal, which is one and the same. And the gift of the utterance of tongue, the purpose of that is to you speak to God in utterance is basically unknown to you, according to the book, to the Word of God. We ourselves know not how to pray as we ought, is how the Word puts it. So the Spirit, those of us who walk in the Spirit intercedes for us in utterances that can't be uttered because it utters to God in a heavenly language, which in my opinion prevents the forces that are directly sent out to attack. As soon as you plant a word of prayer, if those utterances cannot be interpreted, only the Spirit itself, which makes intercession directly to the Father, and only the Father and that Spirit can understand that utterance, then no hindrance can come and hinder that prayer. You know what I'm saying? Just won't put that in there.
And see, it's amazing you went there because after the gift of tongues from the Holy Spirit, then you have the gift of interpretation of the tongue.
Interpretation. Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So you need to shut your freaking mouth unless you're going to interpret that thing. You see what I'm saying? Like when Genesis, I done seen it, Genesis. I done seen you. You over here speaking tongue, next thing you know, you start interpreting what the Spirit's saying. You might not even know, but I done seen it.
That's Father God. Yeah,
right,
that's
the Holy Spirit.
I can't take no credit. Can't take no credit for that.
Because these
that's
are
right.
gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm
That's
talking about?
Right.
And for biblical proof to back this up, look at 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 10.
Right.
That's where I'm pulling from. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So quit arguing over the gift of the Holy Spirit, man. You know what I'm talking about? Don't argue about something else. Jesus died for me first. How about that? No, he died for me first. You know what I'm talking about? Well, I'm glad he died for me too, but he died for me too. You know what I'm talking about? You don't argue about a gift. We checkmate you, fool. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Another gift.
That's right.
The word of knowledge. Yeah. Word of knowledge, man. All that Bible.
Yes.
What about the gift of healing? Y'all ain't going over there beefing with many hands. You
That's
healing
right.
too many folks. I speak in tongues. I'm better than you. You healing people. What? These are gifts of the Holy Spirit. Right.
That's why people leave the church. That's why people... Because the sheep, first of all, that's all foolishness. And God don't deal in no foolishness. And guess what?
Right.
Not only do he not deal in foolishness, his sheep know his word. His sheep know his voice.
Amen.
And when they hear that foolishness, they get away. They don't want to be in that. Godly people, real for real, when you got a relationship with God and you know Jesus, you don't want to be in the middle of confusion and mess. That's just mess. And the church got a lot of it. The church, the building,
right,
got a lot of it. Okay,
right.
That's
the
why people leave church, if y'all wondering, for those who are, you know, Christians and so into the church. That's why, because you don't follow man. You follow the word of God, and you follow his voice, because you are his sheep,
right,
and you know his word, and you know his voice, if you know God. Okay, and when you don't know, then you need to get to know him, and you don't need no false prophets telling you no bull crap that's going to lead you into hell, because the church sometimes will lead you directly to hell.
Right.
And that's
making
the truth.
You right.
That's the
what
truth.
Job
and
called
now,
them physicians, of no,
church,
physicians of no avail.
That's right. And that's what happens. And then that's where the confusion come in with our children. They be looking like, well, this is what the pastor said, and this is what, but the word, get with the word. Get with the word. Like you're
right,
coming from Corinthians, that's the word. Get with the word. Don't listen to what the people say. Get into the Bible for yourself. Get to know God for yourself. Know his voice. Become his sheep. Become his children. Then you will know when you hear that false stuff. It will not set right in your spirit. It will not set right in your mind. It won't confuse you. You will know that's bull. You will know off the rip that that's not God's word.
That's right.
It won't feel right in your spirit. It'll feel false. It'll feel wrong. You'll know that's not coming from Father. I've heard people speak in tongues, just like Asia just said. I've heard Jennifer speak in tongues, and then I've heard him come back and interpretate it. And guess what? That's God. That's the Spirit. I know.
Right.
I know, and then I know when it's false. I know when it's not real. I've heard people
right,
speak in tongues, and I'm like, why are they doing that? That ain't even real. I done said it.
Right.
It's not real. Because I know God's word, and I know his voice. And even though I may not understand what you're saying when you're speaking in tongues, you know the feeling of the Spirit of God. If you're his child, his follower, you know that that don't even feel right. It's wrong. When it don't feel right to us, the child of God, is wrong. And God will interpret the truth. And the truth is, he's speaking to you and said, don't listen to that, because that's not me.
Right.
That's not my word. That's not my word, and that's why I leave the church. Mm-hmm.
The tongues and the interpretation of the tongues. See, I like what you said. You said, choose God's word over your pastor. Yeah, God's
right,
word is to be more highly esteemed than your pastor. True pastors will tell you, don't be believing me. Believe his word. You know what I'm talking about? True pastors will tell you, yeah, esteem God as the Lord. I'm just a messenger he's using. That's what a true pastor will tell you. Now, if you're a pastor listening to this and you just got offended, hey, good for you. You know what I'm talking about? Be ready, because Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. All right, let me see. EKOC. How about that? Yes, sir. That's a study. I'm deep with that now. Now, watch me interpret it. Coke. Spell it backwards. EKOC. Yes, sir. Okay, anyway, let's go on back to this. Let's get back to it. I just had to show y'all how deep I was right quick. You know what I'm saying? EKOC, yes sir. Coke, spell it out. Okay. Anyway, let's go. Still giving out these gifts. Yeah, the gift of laughter. Yeah, God give you joy. So don't be thinking we tripping. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, because I ain't acting all bougie and stuck up while I'm preaching the word. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
that's all right.
Three more gifts of the Holy Spirit. Like I said, when I started naming these, you either have one of these, or you have all of these, or you got several of these, or something. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit in you, so you got access to all of these. Because these are gifts of the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm saying? All right. Gift of healing, though. That's another one. The gift of healing. There's still that going on these days. We need more of it. I think we need to fast and pray more. You know what I'm saying? Turn them plates down sometimes, huh? Yeah, I know the food good. You done got used to eating all the time, but hey, he used to fast. You know what I'm talking about? It worked.
That's right.
It's the truth. It's the truth, man. All right. Discerning of spirit. Discerning of spirits. Being able to tell if the spirit real or not. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit. Discerning of spirit. The Bible tells us to try the spirit by the spirit. You know what I'm talking about? And the last but not least, the working of miracles. All these are gifts of the Holy Spirit, man. And like I said, you got access to these gifts right now. You got the Holy Spirit living in you. You know what I mean? So, hey, turn it up. Jesus already blessed us by making us righteous before our holy God.
Father. Let's go to Hebrews 11 and 6. Hebrews 11 and 6. Yeah, we coming to the end. I know we done went overtime, so I understand if y'all got to go or have you, but I appreciate you if you stay. It's cool. God got you. Everything like that. You know what I'm talking about? Hebrews 11 and 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, we're moving along a little bit swiftly just to get these scriptures at you, and then I'm going to push play on you, Genesis, and then you want and we out of this, people. And one, you take us out with prayer. You know what I'm talking about? Matthew 25. Matthew 25, starting at verse 31. It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And y'all know that other side, the Illuminati, all them, the Satanism, they represent the goat, right? Okay, so the goat going to be on the wrong side. All right, so keep on representing your goats, and we're going to continue to be sheep with the lion reigning over us and in us, all right? All right, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, and he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. You finna get left, goats. Leave you in the dust. Yes, sir. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my father. Yeah, you ain't know you blessed of my father. That's what Jesus talking to you, saying to you, come, you blessed of my father. Verse 34, the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom. See what I'm saying? See why you got to get this stuff? Because you ain't just finna inherit no $1 million. You ain't just finna inherit no $1 billion. It says, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Look how long God been thinking about you. You think 2014 knew God? God knew about 2014 before you, your mama and daddy even knew about you. I don't care how old you is. Yeah. Ain't nobody older than God. I mean, he's everlasting. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Prepare from you. Inherit the kingdom. The kingdom. You won't be lacking no good thing. Inherit the kingdom. Can't nobody on earth, you know, leave you the kingdom to inherit but Christ. Inherit the kingdom. It was prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry. This is what Jesus is saying. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous would answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? At them concerts y'all be doing? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king would answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.
Yes.
So if you blessing others, you blessing Jesus. But if you cursing others, you cursing Jesus too. Because we were made in his image, man. You know what I'm talking about? God made us in his image. He blessed us when he made each and every last one of us. See what I'm saying? Yeah. You are the blessed of the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? All right, moving right along. Let's go to the next scripture. I think we got one, two, three more. Matthew 6:33, one of my my favorite verse in the Bible. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Put God first. Don't just say it. Don't just claim it. Put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do the thing that put a smile on his face. And all these things that the world teach you to go after, that the world sets up and says you need this, you need that. If you seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, all the other things are going to be added to you. God know where everything is. Guess what? God owns everything. Guess what else? God got access to everything. And guess what? You belong to him. Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1. Verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him, he chose you. Before you even got here, he chose you. I'm talking about before you got here, he laid your steps out for you. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he know everything about it. Before you was born, he knew how many pieces of hell was in your head. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, see? That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestined us, he already predestined you to make it now. Your destiny says you win. You don't matter what your journey saying right now. Focus on the destiny. Focus on the finish line. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself. According to the good pleasure of his will. Yeah, you ain't realize that it was God through Jesus bringing the world back to himself. Yeah. That's what he was doing. God through Jesus. Bringing this fallen world back to itself, giving this fallen world hope. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Verse 6 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood. See? You got redemption. You can always come back. It don't matter if you fall. You can always come back because you don't fall and hit the ground. God catch you. Jesus, Peter didn't drown. God pulled him up before he drowned. Right? In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. I told you, you blessed just because God chooses to look over your sin and mark you down as blameless. Because you got Jesus' blood that cleanses you. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. You can't buy that. You know what I'm talking about? Last verse I'm going to read, Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, 28th chapter, verses 12 and 13. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Appreciate you. I know we went over time today, but thank you for still tuning in, still being here. You know what I'm talking about? What Kurt Franklin said, thank you for, now keep standing, keep standing. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? If you was at the club, you'll keep standing. Come on. Yes, sir. If you was at the club, you wouldn't be ready to go back. Come on, come on, come on. Amen, amen. Oh. Yeah, some folks still go to the club, they're right, go to the bar. I'm hanging out at the bar, you know what I'm saying? But then first you were hanging out at the bar, then you done went in the bar, then you done went to the bar, you done took a drink. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead on. Leave me alone, one. Go on, now. Nah, go on. You couldn't take this stand out there no more, right? Yes, sir.
I
got to go be a witness in this heat. Yes, sir. Give me some Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels so I can be a witness. God darn it. Look, man, he just sipped on wine. I ain't condemning nobody. He sipped on wine, but he did not get drunk, okay? Thank you.
That's right.
Deuteronomy 28, verses 12 and 13 says, we'll end it with this. The Lord will open to you his good treasure. And I say, be ready for your blessing now. The Lord will open to you his good treasure. He's going to open it for you. He's going to tell you to reach in his pocket. Go ahead. You know what I'm talking about? Or reach in his pocket. He's going to tell you to reach in there or he's going to reach in there. I don't know how he's going to do it. But the Lord is going to open to you his good treasure, the heavens. That's what I say. All this earthly stuff don't even reach up to heaven. You got all this earthly pull, but when it comes to Christ, you ain't got no kind of pull. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, though, if you're following him. The heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season. See, we done say about due season. We done say about in its season. And then here we go again. Give you the land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. Genesis. Yes, sir. Wanda. Everybody who listening. Me, myself, too. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Know what you going to do? And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. So continue to follow Christ. Trust God all the way. Following Christ pays off extremely well. Follow Jesus all the way to heaven. You are now the blessed of This Is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Young G, long as God give it to me, man. Last minute comments, criticism, replies, anything. Go ahead. Then pass the mic on.
Yeah, real simple. All I just want to say, man, is be ready, man. And if you're always ready, you don't never have to get ready. You know what I'm saying? Be ready. That's it. Wanda?
Mm-hmm. Amen. You done, Genesis? All right.
Yeah, I'm done.
You over there crunk extra today. Go ahead, Wanda. Crank it up.
Look, I'm praising them. This thing got me fired up. I ain't going to even tell no story. I'm over here thinking, Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm loving it.
Right.
Both of y'all was on point. The word was on point, and Jesus was in the place. That's all I know. Anyway, I'm going to say this prayer and lead us out of here, but thank God for when hip-hop meets the Christ. This broadcast is seriously for people in the world who need to get Jesus. Be ready, everybody. You can get ready if you get in this word and get this Jesus, you can be ready. And I'm going to lead, Lord, I pray that you move step out the way and let the world know, Father God, that you have all powers in your hands, Lord, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Father God. Father God, bless them coming and going, Father God. Lead them in the right path, Father God. Let them know your voice, Father God. Let them gather themselves and have a relationship with you, Father God, so you can be their Father and they are your children, Father God. Let them be led right back to where they came from. And that's you, Father God. You are the creator of all, Father God. And, Lord God, I pray right now, Jesus, that you get them ready, Lord. Give them Jesus, Father God. Let them receive the power of you, Father God, through your son, Jesus Christ, Father God, that you sent for us to die so that we may live, Father God. Lord, let them know that they are more than conquerors, Father God, that they are the head and not the tail, Father God, that they have all power in their hands as long as they have Father God and Jesus. And, Lord, right now I pray for anybody who is behind, who is in the cold, who is hungry, who's homeless, who's heartless, and, Father God, anybody who is lost, Father God, I pray right now that you would lead them and guide them to your son, Jesus, Father God. Have mercy on them, Father God. Forgive us all, for we all have sinned, Father God, and come short of your glory, Lord. But I know that you said if we come to you and humble ourselves, Father God, and ask for forgiveness, that you would give us another chance, Father God, that you will forgive us over and over again, Lord, as long as we have a relationship with you and know your son, Jesus Christ, is our Savior. Lord, I thank you for this broadcast. Lord, I thank you for the kings that do the broadcast, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for your very presence, Lord, and I thank you for all your many blessings that you bestowed upon us. In Jesus' name I pray. I love you and I thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. All I got to say is, let's go Broncos.
See, there you go, bro. You could have just left.
We out, cuz.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That classic official. But it's all about
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
No doubt there's a God who sent
Jesus, Jesus,
hey.
Jesus.
I'm getting amped just thinking about him. Father, Abba, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you're outside of all you made, you stay with the clay and you're our potter. We can't say why'd you make us this way, you're our solver. Reign and you reign over kings, you're the king of the kings. You rock hearts and spark singers the theme. Our hearts lean in the wrong direction, took the cross beam to redeem. Plus you got a strong election,
no best but oh yeah.
You give strong protection,
no stress, you don't sweat.
You're so calm, you're sitting
on a throne in your throne room.
There's strong reception
for the prayers of your people.
Now that's a strong connection, you hear me now. Since the sun's palms were stressed in, we take 150 of Saul's suggestions.
Praise,
you got a love for your son that's unequal. Your government is one, you don't run in this unsequel.
Jesus,
you
put a
son,
Jesus,
for the center,
we give honor to the one who sent.
Jesus,
you put a son, for the center,
give honor to the one who sent.
Jesus, the son sent one, the word Logos. Got a few names and then some you heard. Agua, I'm not sure if you had the Wagata, but him and his ways will set a stage. I'm like
Tada.
I try to tell the people on the block they don't know you. They think your hair's blonde and your two eyes are so blue.
No truth,
people are the same, this is so true. But those two people get your reign, this is so you.
Cause this is great, and I found that your grace is special, but it's common like a Chi-Town rapper. You got holes in your hands, same hands with them holes in them. Got a hold of control on this land. Man, you got the mold in his hands.
Hands mold human soul.
What's the body, the soul goes in the plan. What's the take on flexing, lifts and lefts, dies and rise to save men and women, then steps.
Yep.
Jesus,
yes, you are.
Jesus,
yes, you are.
Jesus,
we give honor to the one who sent.
Jesus,
yes, you are.
Jesus,
yes, you are.
Jesus,
give honor to the one who sent.
Last but not least, the paraclete I speak on. Full deity, but often the people sleep on. The low-key, invisible Holy Spirit who keeps blowing. He gives life to the Holy Spirit, we're reborn. For some, this is just a
reintroduction. Or this God sending it, we ain't accustomed.
He interrupts and
drops belief in our guts and
light in his face, I guess you say.
We got a trust fund.
He's called advocate, with no magic kid. He does miraculous acts, he doesn't abracadabra it. Some call him it or a power. And not a person, we call him a powerful person. We did hours of searching.
We can grieve him
and lie to him. The scriptures he breathes and open our eyes to him. We can live or die to him. We can give a cry to him. Hands in the air, groans go up and come back. Answer the prayer. Oh, I'm giving you some extra bars. Your humility's killing me. You willingly seem to let applause go to the Father and the Son, both described as the Savior. You always put the Jesus and you slide off the radar. You enter in a heart that is wired for chaos. With just a little spark, new desires are there. The face to get supplied, you revive from the graveyard. I mention you as God cause you are when we praise ya. Ah, oh man, I know I'm going too long. Come on.
You're a fresh wave, you're a fresh wave. Give honor to the one he sent. You're a fresh wave, you're a fresh wave. Give honor to the one he sent.
You
to the sun, for the center, we give honor to the one who sent.
You
to the sun, for the center, give honor to the one who sent.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. main thing we want to do is exalt